All in all, it was all just breaks in the wall. Houston, 1 minute, 30 seconds, LOS, all systems go, over. Everything is go here, we're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed, to blow enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now. Neil, this is Houston, over. Okay, Houston. Roger, Neil.
To announce that if the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Vital.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell? Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, who you are, my bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are, I'm not speaking Spanish.
I know. You speak English, I say.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map.
Okay, good evening, everybody. That's too much applause.
I think that's about right.
Yeah, it is about right, yeah.
We should get more.
That's right. Hey, everybody, we're back. We're back. 2 weeks later. No, not 2 weeks, because we were on the 21st, right?
Yeah, we're on the week before this one.
Yeah, so... Yeah, 9 days later, now 13 days. 13 days ago we did a show, and here we're back. The Madhouse is back. We missed you guys last week. We're sorry, but we're back in full effect. With me here is Andy. What's up, Andy? How you doing?
I'm much better. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Good to have you here. Thank you for coming in. And tonight we're going to do a show. We're going to do a Madhouse. We're going to do something. We're going to do prank calls. We've got numbers to call. We got people to do and shit, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but we're going to do something here tonight. I'll be honest with you, I probably won't do too late of a show tonight because I got to fly out tomorrow. I got a flight to catch at 8 a.m. I got to wake up at 5, and that's kind of short because I haven't even packed yet. So hopefully I don't want to miss my flight. So like, I've never missed a plane flight in my life.
I don't want to worry about it. You're not checking anything in. I mean, you're just going on a plane.
No, I got to have one bag.
Yeah, but you're bringing that with you, right? You're not going to check it in.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I gotta have and I have a carry on now.
Yeah, what do you mean? You're gonna check in one bag and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
well, just carry it on with you.
I can't. I can't carry in that bag. It's too big. The luggage I have is too big.
Why don't you just bring a backpack?
I don't do that because then they're gonna go through my stuff. Every time I get pulled aside and they X-ray my shit and they open it up, they're gonna have my underwear all flying everywhere.
That's what happens when you have indistinct origin.
I guess, yeah, when you see, his first name is Carlos, his last name is
Yeah.
Wait a minute here, yeah, and then, yeah, then it's all screwed up, they know something's
wrong.
Right?
Your names don't match up,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, they pull me aside right there.
Yeah, and that's why there hasn't been another 9/11, because people like you get searched.
I'm another Zacharias Massawi.
They wave me right through.
Yeah, Zacharias Massawi got 23-hour lockdown for the rest of his life, and that's some shit.
Yeah.
Do you think it's better off him not to be martyred? I mean,
yeah,
it's
better for us to just lock him away for the rest of his life and let him die of natural causes and
keep
jail.
Him quiet.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I don't think he. I think it was a wannabe Al Qaeda, but I don't think he
was.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he wasn't as into it as he said he was.
Yeah, he's an Al Qaeda flunky.
Like, he knew. You got to come to a point where you know that, you know, you're pretty much the only guy who's going to go down for something.
Yeah.
You know, just say it was all you and you did it all and everything. I mean, like, why bother? I mean, if you know, he knew, you know, he's never going to be a free man, you know, right?
Yeah.
So I would say, you know, yeah, I did that, and then I would take credit for other shit, too.
Might as well.
Yeah, I'd be like, I stole the Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond.
Yeah, I killed the Lindbergh baby.
The Lindbergh baby. I'm the Lindbergh baby. Oh, that's Abraham Simpson said it was the Lindbergh baby, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, he knew. Mm-hmm. He knew he ain't ever getting out, so he just...
Fuck
yeah,
it.
But,
might as well go out looking.
And then also, I heard they had like shock collars on them during the trial and shit like that.
Nunu knows my surname, as they call in Britain. It's my last name. He knows it. This guy's insane.
How do you know that?
He came. He's got a Rondo. He's got my family's name. He's got my family's. He hasn't found me yet. He's gotten close.
Oh, he's got your family's phone number in our hometown.
Yeah, no, he sent it to me. He's like, is this you and your address and your name? I was like, yeah, that's my name, but that's my dad's, actually, because you have my dad's. He's got my parents' address, and we have the same name, so he's gotten close, but he hasn't found me exactly. I challenge anybody to post my address. No one can.
Why?
I'm untouchable.
I can probably do it.
You can. You sit right here. Let me go outside.
Actually, I have no clue what your address would be.
Yeah. Nefarious isn't really Japanese. No, that's Milkman. He's really half Japanese.
Yeah, he's a Mori.
Yeah,
he's a Mori. Fucking islander.
That was a Mori.
He's got a little canoe and he island hops.
Yeah, he's got a, what's it called? What's that shit that they call the one with the? It's like a canoe, but it's got this big thing that comes out the side. A dugout?
No,
is that what it is? A dugout?
A skiff.
I don't know. A digger.
I'm gonna ride my skiff.
My skiff. Wow, we miss Milkman here, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Milkman. He'll come back one day, maybe.
My cat jumped off my skiff.
You know, Milkman had this plan the other day. He called me. He's like, yeah, I got this wire I bought for $15. I'm going to hook it up to my cell phone and plug it to my computer and connect that way. I'm like, man, that's going to sound like shit. You're not going to, that's not going to work. You crazy, man?
Yeah, I think it'll work.
He's desperate. I feel bad for the guy. I hope he comes back one day, but.
Well, if his computer's working, you know,
He needs an internet connection, but...
Well, why was he going to plug his... he was going to try to use his cell phone to go on the internet?
Yeah. Like a dial-up through the cell phone. That's not going to work
at all.
That
guy's dumb.
Yeah. Here's Milkman right here for you. That's a new sound effect I got for the show. I hope you like that one, everybody. So, you can reach us here toll-free tonight if you want to call and shoot the shit. And maybe do a prank call or two with us. You can do so by calling our toll-free line. 1-888-278-8509. Again, our toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509.
Sure.
I don't even know if it's on right now. So try calling. If it's busy, then tell me or something. Maybe I'll turn it on for you. If you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach us at Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL users, Madhouse Radio. Send us your comments, requests, and suggestions. Prank calls or otherwise. You can also hit us up on Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. You can also email us here, direct delivery to the Madhouse email bag. That's madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's instant delivery to me. So if you have a prank call request, if you don't have access to an instant messaging software device thing or whatever, then just email your request. Well, we ask if you want us to prank call somebody for you. We don't charge you for that. We don't ask for any favors.
Wait, could we?
We could. I mean, I guess some people, like Blackout, will charge you. He's got something really? Where you pay him $1 and he'll do your prank call. Like, fuck that guy, man.
$1.
You son of a bitch. Stupid
cock.
Did you know this one time? He had some contest. He's giving away a $15 gift certificate to Amazon.com to the 10th caller. And, like, for 3 hours, nobody was calling or something like that.
Yeah.
So I called in as a 10th caller, and he's like, yeah, you want it? I was like, yeah, I don't really want it. I was like, just take it. I told him to shove it. And I didn't
you
want it.
You could have bought a DVD.
For $10 off of Amazon.com?
I think it's 15.
13, I don't remember. 10, 15, some shit. I don't know. Ooh. Swarthmore. That's somewhere I want to live. Let's take the first caller of the night. I didn't even know the toll-free line was open. Fuck.
Yeah, you opened it.
Now I'm on. I guess I did. Where the fuck's my... There it is. Black, it's camouflage. Hang on.
You're on the air, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, Jupe?
I'm doing fabulous, and than you?
Not bad. Better than me, even.
I'm not better than you.
That's what I thought I heard. So what happened? You got a... Andy Jupe got a prank call. His mom got prank called from Florida. Was that you?
Yes. Yeah. I did that. Actually, I was just trying to call her, ask her out, but she shot me down, so I got offensive.
Oh, dude, you got me in so much fucking trouble.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Jupe's mom, I'm going to pew it back. And, you want
happy.
More kids? And then I was like, if you say no, I'll push you down the stairs, right? That's the one you're talking about?
Remember that?
Dude, she had cops at my house, like... Are you the one who said, oh, I need a... He owes me $150.
Isn't yeah, I said, if you didn't give me $150, I was going to shave your legs, and I was going to take all the pubic hair off your body, and make a dial out of it and put needles in it, and then burn the dial, and then that you would die.
Yeah.
Is that's the call you're talking about?
Yeah, and it got me in so much trouble, and now she's on my ass about all the prank calls and stuff.
I told her you need to study more, too. I was like, Jupe doesn't study enough.
You don't study enough, Jupe, but
and
I'm concerned about that.
His grades are suffering, and we bet $150 that he would fail a test, and he did.
Right.
So now she knows...
What are you talking about? I do go to school.
She said, my son has a learning disability, and I don't think it's right for you to take advantage of that by betting him, and that he's retarded. And then I said,
That never happened.
Wait a minute. This is the prank phone call I made. Maybe somebody. She probably didn't get that pissed about that one. There's probably another. Someone else did it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know who lives in Florida? Pimp Slut.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That's who it was, Jewel. Yeah. It wasn't me. I don't even use my phone.
He's in Spring Hill.
Pimp Slut lives in Tampa, and this came out of Orlando.
Oh.
Ah, shit. You serious? That wasn't me.
Well, what's the phone number? Do you have it still?
His name was like James Moody or something.
Moody?
James Moody. He's a preacher down here. He's like big.
Pastor Moody, yeah. He runs the Central Christian Church.
Did he call and did he say that you pledged $150 to his church and that you didn't pay it?
No.
Or what else did this prank call say to your mother, Jupe?
Well, what really got her scared is that they said they were going to hunt her down.
Oh my God.
And she had cops come over here and search my house.
Search my house!
This phone call is coming from inside your house, Mrs. Jupe's phone. Jupe, I don't mean to be mean, but your mom doesn't sound too bright if she actually thought there was someone in your house. Why would you
She didn't think there was someone in my house. She thought there was $150 worth of pot in my house.
They said you owed them $150. You had $150 worth of pot. See, I would have said coke or crack or something like that.
So your mom was gonna have the cops search.
She was gonna narc you out.
She was gonna narc you out, man. Jupe. What's up with that, Jupe? You need to
put a pill in her head.
Mm-hmm. I don't do drugs though. I'm serious.
Why not?
Weed's not a drug.
Why not, Jupe?
Well, because. You know, I've got to keep up with my studies.
Oh, you're a nerd.
Oh, man, fuck studies, man.
Hey, I'm not a nerd.
Now's the time to... If you're gonna fuck up, Jupe, now's the time,
I'll smoke
man.
Pot.
You know what? You know, if I was under 18, you can get into fights, you don't get arrested.
Yeah, I got in a lot of fights before I got 18.
You get fights at school, not get arrested. Yeah. You know, if you got an F, big deal, it's just high school.
Mm-hmm. I get in fights.
I've
gotten Fs.
You get beat up.
I think you just said you did good at school.
I didn't get beat up now.
Okay,
I beat him up.
Yeah. I heard that they tied your balls in a knot, and your mom was really mad about that.
That would hurt. Yeah. So Jupe, man, seriously, it wasn't us. It wasn't Andy. He's got. It wasn't me. I know. I've been out of the loop. I don't know what's been. I follow the forums from work. I work once a day. I jump in there. See what's going on.
Oh, didn't we talk to someone last week, like 2 weeks ago, who was from Orlando?
It was in Longwood.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Who was that kid? Yeah, maybe
we forgot who it was. Jupe, you gotta go and listen to the old shows and then find out that kid we were talking to him about, being from Orlando.
Yeah, madhouselive.com. I put all the episodes, we're caught up thanks to, oh shit, I forgot his name.
Bird Dog?
No. Anti-Drug in the chat room hooked us up, yeah. Also known as BMX Riders on Yahoo or something like that. Anti-Drug has been archiving our shows for us, and I've got, I think, 4 or 5 episodes on there from the month of April. All the shows from the month of April are up on the website, Jupe. Check that out, man.
So, Jupe,
whoever's doing this, this is a message to you. You're making it really fucking hard for me to do my show.
Did your mom put you on restriction?
It's not that, but she's always down here doing laundry and watching what I do.
Why did you guys have so much laundry?
How much clothes do you guys go out there?
You got to quit shitting your pants so she can stay.
I got to hand wash these underwear.
Hey, Mom, I shit my pants again. I'm trying to do my show.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
What happened?
Is that what happened, Jupe?
How dare you?
Yeah, you got to start beating off into...
You bastard.
Jupe, you got to beat off into a paper towel instead of just putting it back in your pants wet.
Nasty.
That way you don't got jizz shorts.
Paper towel hurts. You got to use a tissue for that, man.
Or, yeah, tissue.
A sock. Just keep one sock.
If your mom's paying for it, tissue, dog.
Who jacks off into a sock?
I never have.
That's uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah. But a lot of people do that. I had never done that. I've heard of it before, but...
Yeah, I've heard of that. So. You never heard of that, Jupe?
Love sock?
I've heard of it, but... Like, it's really weird.
What
do you use, like, some sandpaper?
Yeah.
You know what I use? I use tinfoil.
I use bottles.
I use tinfoil because there's no sprayage and like...
Oh, that's sick. Tinfoil.
And then I nail it to the wall. It's like artwork.
Do you say C-3PO while you do it with tinfoil?
No, I think about R2-D2.
R2-D2, okay, that's right.
C-3PO's not hot at all. He's gay. R2-D2? I always thought he was a girl. He squeaked like a little bitch.
Man, the British bastard. Anyway, so Jupe, man, how was your show? I've been out of the loop. I haven't heard nothing for the last, like, 2 weeks. I've been busy. I just haven't been around.
Blood sugar's bad.
Mm-hmm.
My show this week was really bad, like, this Saturday, because I didn't fucking feel like doing it, because my mom was home and bothering me the whole time.
Damn.
Jupe, I didn't get these skin marks on your underpants.
Hey, cut that out. I'm trying to speak. Don't interrupt me. It's true.
I'm sorry. Oh,
excuse us.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I was able to do a show this late tonight was because she wasn't home.
Jupe, you got $150 worth of pot. I want the taste.
I want the taste of that.
I want the taste, Jupe.
Jupe.
So did they search your room?
They find it? House.
Like, you didn't have anything, like, they find your porno stash or anything like that?
No.
No? I bet they did.
They didn't.
You gotta watch out, man. Get some anti-prank call cops in there and it busts us all, man.
Jupe, what are all these chicks with dick magazines? Can you cut that shit out, cracker?
Cracker. What's Juice Mom's black?
Juice Mom's black. That's why I've been in that.
I hate you because you came out white.
Anyway,
Jupe, motherfucker.
Jupe, how'd your show go? Seriously, now I didn't get to hear it. Jupe,
slandering my good name.
No, nobody knows who you are except for the guy who called your house to talk to your mother. That wasn't us.
Was that you?
No.
You think it's us? It wasn't
it
us.
It wasn't me, dude. Like, I don't even make phone calls on the show. I'm not gonna sit at my house like when I'm not here. What time did it happen? We'll get narrow it down.
It happened at like 9 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm asleep, dude. I don't work or anything, dude. I'm asleep.
I'm at work at that time. I didn't do
it.
Yeah,
it wasn't us.
Nope.
I wake up at around 10:30, and then I tan for the next 3 or 4 hours.
What is up with you and the tanning, man?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I have nothing else to do, so I also know what
tanning all the time is still.
I'm a big fat tan blob now.
Whatever, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
Jupe, you're probably real pale, huh?
No.
Wish my honky son would get my honky son to get some sun.
Hey Jupe, I'm gonna be in Allentown, Pennsylvania tomorrow morning. Actually, I'm flying in.
You should go. Oh,
that's
meet
like
him.
2 seconds from here.
Shit. Oh, see? Hell yeah, dude. We should hang out, get some beers.
Jupe, you should set up a meeting with him and then tell the police that you're meeting with a gay guy you met online and probably don't arrest him.
Perfect, yeah, do that.
Like, if I hadn't told that right here, that would be the ultimate prank. Right. Like,
yeah, it would.
You could go on the show and be like, look at Carlito arrested. I told the police he was a gay guy. He's trying to hook up with me and I'm underage.
Yeah, so Jupe,
I mean, they'd take one look at Carlito and they'd rock him right up. They'd be like, man, he's up to something.
Well, Carlito will be making an appearance at the Allentown Airport tomorrow morning. Jupe, I expect you to be there. To receive me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how this
you bring a blunt,
cool
Jupe.
Thing is.
Oh yeah.
I don't need to be there, huh?
No, I right? said I expect you to be there, man. That's what I said.
I don't need to be at school, is what I'm saying.
Oh, school? Man.
Yeah.
Now's the time to skip.
Yeah, you're
in the end of the year.
You're flunking out anyway.
Like, tomorrow's Friday anyway. It's like
exactly.
You know,
fuck it.
One day.
Are you a senior yet, or what grade are you in?
He's a freshman.
I'm a freshman.
Yeah. Good times,
fresh.
Freshman.
Yeah, that must suck, dude. Three more years of high school.
Yeah,
are you cool at least, Jupe? Or like, you know.
Oh, everybody fucking loves me.
Yeah, I imagine.
So seriously.
I'm a kid, and I'm like, I don't do drugs, man.
Yeah.
I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah, you sound real normal.
You like to get to know me?
No.
And then they're all weirded out.
Why? Why?
Okay.
You sound like a normal kid to me. You don't sound...
Jupe's a good kid.
Yeah.
I like Jupe, man. He's a funny guy. Hilarious, man. I mean, Jupe himself is a funny, funny guy. Him and his brother, the other one.
Who's his brother?
Not Jupe.
Is your brother older than you or younger than you, Jupe?
No, we're twins.
The twins.
I just like twins.
Yeah.
When I was a pot smoker, that was my drug dealer there. They called
the
twins.
Oh, yeah, the twins, yeah.
They were great. One had a Hitler mustache, and the other one was clean shaven.
That's
the only way you can tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like super wiggers. They were great.
Yeah, buddy. So, Jupe, you want to do a prank call? I got some numbers here. Or are you prank called out for the
night? No, I'm good. I just wanted to call in.
Oh, good.
To warn whoever.
Pimp slot.
Oh, yeah. I called the person back and left a really threatening message in which I told them I was going to kill them and their whole family.
I'm going to kill you and your whole family.
I'm
going to eat your children.
Because of my deep, manly voice.
Yeah, you sound real manly.
Yeah, well, Mike Tyson.
He'll eat
your children.
Jupe's got nothing on Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
Jupe aspires to be that deep voice one day.
Yeah. Mike Tyson. That's another story from another time. Yeah. So, man, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck
hey,
you guys.
If you find an address, seriously, you know, let me
know.
You should
give us the number and we'll call him tonight.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We'll call him.
I'll give you it right now.
Yeah. Send calls the number.
I'll do it out on the air, so it's bitching.
No. Don't.
No, yeah. Let's call it first.
We want to call.
Yeah.
Give it on the IM.
Give us one call and we'll fuck
with it. Where is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me find that shit right now.
Do that shit.
Fuck.
He curses a lot for
a
little boy.
Should be on my fridge.
I curse a lot. It's on the fridge.
Okay, let me.
Your mom posted.
Let me go through this shit so I can get revenge on people who have done wrong to me.
Have wrong? Yeah.
It's right next to the drawing Jupe made of Barney the dinosaur.
yeah.
From the third grade.
Yeah, from last
15,
week.
You
got to be.
15-year-olds do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I said
okay.
This back in the
masturbating just so I can draw Barney.
What's wrong with that? While you do it, actually, at the same time. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, people in
that. Who's?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Well, you should IM it to us. Do you have your computer?
You said it's computer.
Yeah, I have it.
Do that.
But I want to give this shit on the air first.
But we don't want you to do that.
Please call. These dudes who have been calling me incessantly for the past couple of weeks.
Okay.
Doing really bad prank calls, except for that one, which is actually quite good.
Did your mom tape it?
Really bad, and they just...
Did your mom tape her phone call?
Your mom just taped the prank.
Hello, this is your mom. What you want, fool?
Just like that.
Yeah.
My mom's white.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go. James Moody.
Moody.
3-2... Oh, fuck it.
3-2-1. Hello?
He hang up? Jupe, are you there?
He goes 3-2 and he hung up. What the fuck's that?
He's mad.
Whatever, what's wrong with Jupe, man? Whatever, man. Jupe's weird.
Jupe's going through some changes or something.
Oh, I can't be ready. Oh, no.
Oh, I just had a hair spread on my balls.
Well, Jupe, everybody. I don't know what that was all about. Hey, he's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
it's the finals. That must be what it is.
And they make fun of me because I'm tanning.
Yeah, they say, these guys, I don't tan. Fuck tanning, man. I don't want that shit. I got natural tan. Not really.
Yeah, I only go out there for maybe 45 minutes at a time, so I'm perfectly safe.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's weird. Have you ever seen, those old women who got that... They tan every day, and they got, neck is just, bacon looking, kind of toasted. And fuck that. You know those bitches got...
I get so hungry.
Yeah, I get so hungry. Let me chew on your neck.
Let me chew on your bacon neck.
I'll chew on your bacon neck, baby.
Let me call Jupe's mom and then chew on your back and neck.
Yeah, so that was Jupe, everybody.
Who won't give us the phone number now?
I don't know. He's afraid.
You know, well, tell Nunu to look it up for us. James Moody, and then we got the area code. Okay. He sent it to us.
Oh, he hit and instead of call already. Okay. Jupe's under a lot of pressure. Yeah. James Moody, that's fucked up, man. The fuck is wrong with that guy?
We should look, see if we can find out where he lives online.
Dadgum son of a bitch.
Oh, I think he said
Samoan. Let's call him up. Let's call him up right now.
We don't
now.
Fuck with Samoans around here because they're the better athletes than the blacks.
Moody's in a Samoan name.
I know. That's what Jupe was saying.
Yeah, I guess so. I see call him a son of a bitch.
Yeah,
Samoan.
Samoan bitch.
Goddamn Samoan. That's Milkman right there.
Yeah, Milkman twisted the head off a cow last week, right, I don't fuck with him.
Let's call this guy for Jupe then. What song can we play here for this? What's that one song you always want me to play?
Riding Dirty?
Riding Dirty. Yeah. Is it even on
even
here?
I don't ride dirty anymore.
Me neither. 5 days, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't feel...
2 months for me.
Yeah, well, whatever. Who's going to lapse first, you or me?
You.
Yeah, I guess so. Probably tomorrow.
If
tomorrow,
I made it 2 months, I will never do it again.
I said that. I went 5 months, and then all it took was one girlfriend to leave me. I was like, oh, I want some weed, and that was it.
But you're a weak non-Aryan.
Weak non-Aryan. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to get some payback. Let's see if we can talk to this James Moody guy. Be right back, folks.
Yeah.
They see me rolling. They hating. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 Trying to catch me riding dirty.
No pull, no punch.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Fire.
Fire.
They can see me lean. I'm tense, so it ain't easy to be seen. They can see me ride by.
How'd he answer?
I just burned myself.
Didn't he answer? I heard someone say hello.
No, I said fire.
I heard someone say hello.
I hear a ring. I don't know what you're hearing.
Hello, you reached the voicemail of Chris Rimaldi. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
Hey, kid. This is Carlito. I was wondering if you could maybe give us a call here. At your earliest convenience, we need to talk to you. What's the number here? 888, right? Yeah, 888-278-8509. You can please call me back here. 888-278-8509. Thank you very much.
Bye. Well, we tried.
Christian Academy?
He said he's Christian. Sounds like he's about 13.
I thought he said something Christian Academy.
Did he say it? No. Oh, he said this is, you've reached Christian. Did he say his last name?
I thought he said Christian. I thought this is the West. I heard Westminster Christian Academy.
Westminster Christian Academy?
That's what I heard.
Remember that.
My hearing sucks, though, so I admit that.
Yeah, well, we tried to get him for you, Jupe, but it didn't work out. And Jupe's already given his number out, so that's probably what's going on. He's probably very busy right now.
Yeah, he probably someone called him before us.
Yeah. Okay. So we're back. Who can we call? Let's see. Well, let's see what Lonesome Loser sent. Now, Lonesome Loser was telling me something about these people who have live webcams with phone numbers. I don't know what that's all about. But apparently, they've been prank calling these people all week. Like I said, I have been out of the loop lately, so I don't know what's been going on in PCU.
I guess the thing is, we could watch them on the webcam as we mess with them on the phone.
I guess.
And that's exciting.
Anyway, are we on Hit City? I don't even know if we're on Hit City tonight.
Well, check the stream.
Let's pull the stream.
It looks like no one's left it, so I imagine we are.
I don't think.
We're not on Hit City.
Let's see. I forgot.
Aimbum.
Which one is Aimbum? Yeah, that's right. All right. Let's see. Before we.
It's probably Nick Cannon. Yeah!
Well, we've been dissed. Yeah. He said he was going to put us on tonight, that bastard.
You should send him an email.
Nobody listen to Hit City. All right, you putting us on?
He's probably asleep already.
He was pissed last week that I wasn't here.
I was too. I had my shoes on and everything.
You made me bend over and tie my shoes.
And then he called me like, "Oh man, my blood sugar's messed up and my car's not working and I'm not sleeping right and I don't feel good."
I just said I didn't want to do a show. I didn't want to.
You
do
said
a show
all
last
those
week.
Things. Whenever someone, this is something general so all you kids can learn. Whenever someone gives you a ton of excuses at once,
yeah,
you know they're lying.
Really?
Yeah,
you got a point.
Whenever they keep on making up excuses, there's something else going on.
Air show?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was busy.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't want to do a show that night.
Yeah, I know. You could have just said that.
I could have just said that.
And then, right. Like, you're
no, but I didn't feel good. That's one of the reasons I didn't.
Well, you're hanging out at your mom's house again all the time.
My car was fucked up. I was out there.
It was 26 years old, and they hang out. They go from work. They go from work to their mom's house.
I had to get my car fixed. That's
whatever. Did they put my head in your bosom?
That is nasty.
That's what you
There's
did.
No head in my mom's bosom. Not me or anybody else. Nothing like that. So yeah. So apparently there's something going on with webcams and PCU. I don't know what the hell.
That's the new hotness.
New hotness is called a web. Here we got Robbie O'Connell's pub. It's a live webcam link, and they're up at Daytona.
See, I wouldn't go drink at a pub with a live webcam because I think that's fucked up.
Yo, the Hogs Bristle. I've been to the Hogs Bristle in Key West. That's like a biker bar.
There,
they got those. People got those shirts. You ever see those shirts?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're
talking about.
You see
that shirt? Yeah.
I've been to the Keys way more than you, man.
Right. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
My grandparents used to have a condo there, so.
Okay, you showed me. So.
Ooh, look at the auto response. Check out the website. You know,
whatever, man. Hit City, kiss my ass. So we're on PCU Radio, Prank Call Underground Radio, and you can visit the homepage for Prank Call Underground Radio at kdkprankcalls.com. KDK as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com. You can also visit the homepage for for the Madhouse at madhouselive.com. As I mentioned before, you can check out our episodes of the entire month of April. They are updated there now. So go there now. Download them. Listen to them if you haven't. They're broken down into segments if you don't want to download a huge file. I recommend putting them on your iPod.
Put them on your iPod. When you walk around, you have a big smile on your face.
Yeah.
And you tell people you just shake your pants.
I just dropped a load of my pants.
I smile because I'm relieved.
Yeah, I just said, "Up yours, baby." What movie is that from? You know what I'm talking about?
Don't know.
Some blaxploitation movie.
Okay, because that guy knows who did it. Wow.
Huh? Who does?
Troop. I know who did it. PM me. Oh, the aliens.
The aliens did it. No, BMR. He's in Florida too, isn't he? That's that one Puerto
Rican
dude. That's not the dude. I think he knows who did it, probably. I don't know. Something's going on. I don't like it. I don't like it. Hey, we gotta play this crazy-ass black preacher who's angry and stuff. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I forget who sent this to me. I think it was Brandon Ramirez or whatever this cat's name is, but
Oh, I think I got rid of it, son of a bitch. That Pastor of Truth or something like that, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I watched that. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I need to isolate some of this audio for the soundboard.
Are you going
to
make a soundboard call? Or?
No, but I want to play him at the end. But apparently he gets prank called at the end. Some guy says he's Satan or something. This is some ghetto black guy who is apparently some kind of preacher or something like that. And it's off of E-Bomb's World. I'm going to post a link to it right now. If you want to...
That make a man offensive, you know, because I ain't following Whitey's rule. You know. Are you laughing, biatch? You find it funny? You find it funny? Huh? Wait, you ain't talk, you ain't hear me, huh? Get it again, okay, I'ma say it again. I come in the name of Jesus. Repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, rule of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? Say what? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Hell. You trust in hell, motherfucker, and you already in hell. Just like I trust in heaven and I'm already there, motherfucker. You the one going, you believe in death, huh? Goddamn murderer. Crucify my blessed brother. But when I find them, I'm gonna get them, motherfucker. They be the one that's always laying low. Talking more than fucking fucking boy. Fuck that, I got that Glock back. Who created your ass? I come in the name of Jesus.
See, watch. Now, apparently he's being prank called live by some guy. If you listen closely.
Oh, shit. Listen outside your window.
Yeah, it's black people out there. Puerto Ricans starting trouble in the background.
Hey, you live in kind of gangster neighborhood.
It's
close. Surprised.
It's a border ghetto.
Yeah, well, it's got like 3 or 4 more years, and then it's going
to
be pretty
bad.
Yeah,
I know. We'll be out of here by then. We'll, we'll move up to like... See, you hear that, everybody? That's a fire department. That's right.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it sounds cool, though, like, all the time. You can hear... Anyway. This guy gets prank called by some caller, I guess, who's talking like saying, if you listen close, you can hear the satanic voice in the background. And this guy just goes off on him. Listen to this.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a motherfucking liar. So you know I ain't worried. Biatch. Stupid bitch. Look at that. I'm provoking that, huh? That I'm making motherfuckers just hate God more. I'm provoking that, huh? You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse. Motherfucker, you ain't coming in no, you come in the name of Satan. I guess if you like a house nigga and won't go competitive, if I say I'm God, then I guess you have to take the side of Satan, huh, motherfucker? Stupid bitch. It's not of competition, it's of cooperation. Stupid ass house nigga. I can't see you though, bitch. You see me? I'm all out. I make my ass very available.
So, what's a house nigger?
Like, you know, like back in the slave days, the slaves who worked in the field resented the slaves who worked in the house.
Oh, so they had the cushy jobs.
Yeah, so they called, you know, that was, they were the sellouts back then.
Okay, I see. They mm-hmm. had the easier, they'd serve food.
Yeah, you didn't read Uncle Tom's Cabin in high school?
Well, no, I read the biography of, who's the chick that ran the railroad?
Popeye.
Aunt Jemima. What's her name?
Popeye.
You want to talk about...
Maya Angelou.
No, Maya Angelou. Some lady had this Underground Railroad or something.
B. Arthur.
No. I forget her name. I'll remember some point.
Gladys.
Gladys G. They get to steal food every once in a while and stuff that they worked in the
house. Well, no, they would just, you know, they would take the... You know, the cream of the crop and move them into the house. Like... You know, the people who had, like, white blood in them.
So these are the ones that get fucked by the master and end up having a kid and stuff.
And yeah, and then they would poison each other.
Yeah.
A lot of poison going on.
Poison?
Yep.
Yeah. The hell?
That was like a quasi-verb.
That was a cat. All right.
Harriet Tubman. Thank you, BMR.
Harriet Tubman. Who hooked us up with that?
BMR.
Harriet Tubman says, and he says, well, thank you very much for that. Very nice of you. Thank you, BMR.
Yeah, you're real smart.
Very nice of you to treat us so rudely. And he says retard. R-E-T-A-A-R-D.
Spell it right.
Yeah, and you spelled Harriet wrong anyway, stupid. Anyway. Florida from Good Times. Yeah, there you go. I need this theme song of Good
Times.
They
had a Good Times marathon out, like on 2 weeks ago. I was
BET?
Watching it.
Was it on BET?
No, it was on like the Nickelodeon Extra Channel.
Oh, really? They had Good Times on there?
Yeah,
really?
It was like Rerun Wins a Dance Contest. Yeah. And then like they ran into like, you know, organized crime all the time. It was like Rerun gets robbed.
Rerun, was that Jimmy Walker?
He was the fat guy.
Oh, no, no,
and
no.
Then,
Jimmy Walker was in that, though, right?
No, that was a different show. And then Rerun. I was thinking, What's Happening? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
What's Happening? And then later on, What's Happening Now? Yeah. Was part two of What's Happening.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, Jimmy Walker was on Good Times. That was the one with Esther Rolle.
And Janet Jackson.
She was from Orlando. Janet Jackson was on that, too?
Yep.
Who was the dad in that? Didn't he do something later on? I don't know. The dad in that was, I don't know. He was Kunta Kinte. Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
That's before whatever. My time. I'm not that old.
Yeah, he was the older Kunta Kinte.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I digress. If we don't.
That's
have,
our Black History Month. Two months later.
2 months later, Black History for your ass. Let's see. B-Bot on Gmail is hitting us up. The rehab center confirmed at 10:09 p.m. Very good. Thank you for that. And there's an old people article. He tells me to ask for Donald Pike or David Alguin. Okay, anyway, let's see. According to the Como, KOMO, Seattle News, a nursing home put resident smokers at risk crossing the street in front of the Burlington Health and Rehab Center. A group of elderly and disabled cigarette lovers say Washington's smoking ban has become extremely hazardous to their health. They limp, shuffle, and creep their wheelchairs into the road with no help. One man nearly fell. What? They had to cross the street to smoke?
Probably. Wow. Sounds like it.
That's kind of rude. Why can't they just smoke in front of the place? What the fuck's that all about?
I guess they have to be like, you know, it's probably like considered some kind of hospital or something, so you got to be like 50 yards away from it or some shit like that.
What the hell? All right, if residents like Donald Pike want to smoke, the center told them they have to leave the property. That's kind of rude. Well, why don't you just quit smoking, old man? What? Old people smoke. I guess, I mean, once you get to that age, I mean, I guess if you live that long, you do whatever the hell you want, right? You know, I mean, what's the matter? You're going to die anyway. Why don't you just smoke? I smoke all the time.
When I get old, I'm going to shoot myself up with heroin all the time.
Yeah.
And morphine.
Apparently. So, Tuck is asking what that prank call's from. It was on E-Bombs Roll. I guess some guy had this... It looks like some ghetto-ass black guy thought he was a preacher, but would curse all the time or something.
Mm-hmm. He's like a crackhead preacher.
You see his face, like his hair. It's
he's
like
got
shaved.
Gray hair.
Well, his head is
like
shaved all the way like back to his ears, and then it goes. And then he has a long ass ponytail.
From he looks like the bad guy from Kickboxer, except he's black. He's
exactly.
Had that kind of hair.
Yeah, that's
funny. We fight the ancient way. Yeah.
How the Cubs doing?
I don't know.
Game
you got the wrong thing. This one.
Okay. Well,
oh man.
What's this? Cubs are playing tonight. I see right there. It's 4-0. Is that right? No, those are runs, right?
Oh,
they're
losing again.
Wow, to Arizona.
That's like 3 in a row.
Wow, man. I feel sorry for the Cubs.
Yeah, a lot of injuries.
How the White Sox doing anyway?
They're playing pretty well. I don't care about them.
Yeah. There's a
American League basketball is for faggots. American League baseball, sorry. This is for faggots.
American League basketball. How are the playoffs doing for basketball? I haven't paid attention.
I don't pay attention to the finals.
Really?
It's too long. It's like...
Yeah.
They're not even going to be over until, like, late June.
Yeah, it takes too long. It's bullshit.
Fuck,
well, they extended the first round by a game now, too,
two
right?
Two games,
it's best of seven now and shit. It's
from
much.
5 to 7.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I don't know. NBA. I don't know. Something about NBA just doesn't do it for me anymore. It hasn't done it in a long time for me. So, yeah. Anti-Drugs joining the chat room. Speaking of the chat room, if you go to kdkprankcalls.com, you can join the chat room. kdkprankcalls.com. Hit the link for the chat and... You can use a Java client in your browser. It's free of charge. No worries there. Or if you're using an IRC client, you can hit us up at irc.lazy-net.de. You can also find links to the chat room over at madhouselive.com. And that's that. How about some music before we continue here? We played that song already. Okay. The Hugs Breast Saloon.
You gonna call the old place or what?
Yeah, let's call the old place. Sure, thanks, Andy. Keep me on track.
You talk about something, and you just get
and
away
then,
from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I lose it. Let me get rid of this cigar.
Hey, your blood sugar isn't right.
Yeah, that's what it is. I've been drinking beer. That's what it is. So let's call this old people place here in Seattle, where it's what 7:53 p.m. So
mm-hmm.
So much
it's early.
Hello.
see if the phone line's working good tonight.
This is Subby Q. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from RJ Reynolds Company. Uh-huh. And I have a question. We'd like to see if we can possibly make a donation, maybe perhaps set up a special room in your location there where people can smoke. We heard about the news article, and there's a lot of people upset, and we have a lot of people who are upset, I say. A lot of people have donated Marlboro Miles, and we've got enough here. I think we'd be able to build a special smoker's lounge inside your area there. I'm sure you're aware of the issue with some of your residents having to cross the street very dangerously to smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
That was before. What about now?
Now they have their own smoking down here. I think that was just a month ago, but everything got changed.
Really? So you guys got a lot of bad press and everything's changed now then?
Yes.
So they're allowed to smoke there on property?
They're in the 25 feet away from this one. It's still outside the facility, but it's inside the gate.
Well, we want to bring them inside so they can be more comfortable, so they don't have to go outside.
They're inside.
Well, you're
the gate. It's just around the facility, and the inside of that it's where the pops and the
pops.
What I mean by the pops is where the soda machines and all that are.
Uh-huh.
When you come out that door, it's their smoking area.
Okay.
So
but
they figured everything out of it.
But there's not a fear of, like, avian flu or anything like that? Maybe them catching kind of sickness out there? Don't you think it might be healthier for them to be smoking inside?
That, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Well, can you...
Do you want me to transfer you to someone that can speak to you about that?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Can you hold on for a minute?
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you for continuing to hold.
Uh-huh.
We are happy to assist.
I only
want to
give them kayaks and leather jackets.
And the singing bass.
Can we give them kayaks and leather jackets and
what is Marble
Miles? Tent.
Good. What can you get for Marble Miles?
We get like tents and kayaks.
This man can help you.
Yeah. Hi. I'm calling from RJ Reynolds Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a drive for people to donate their Marble Miles, and we have a few kayaks and jackets, leather jackets that have been donated, and we actually put them on auction. And we believe we have enough to possibly set up a smoker's lounge, like in an airport inside your location there. We're concerned that the old people, originally the fear was that they would get run over by some kind of trucker or something like that, or perhaps a maniacal person, or another old person who maybe shouldn't be driving anymore. And I understand that you don't have them crossing the street anymore. They're allowed to smoke on property but outside, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, we don't think that's safe because they could still get sick out there, and they can be exposed to the harmful pollution, which could harm their lungs if they're breathing it in while they're smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to know if maybe we can set up a smoker's lounge in there with a widescreen TV, maybe a few pool tables, a bar, and we'll donate free cigarettes to them also. We'd love to go in there. It'd be great press for you guys, and we'd be happy to underwrite whatever you guys would like.
Your best bet is to call back tomorrow and speak with our administrator.
What's with the runaround, sir?
What do you mean runaround?
Why don't you be a little bit more assertive and take charge of the situation? Maybe just work a deal out with me right now. I can cut you a check.
What are you talking about? Well, you know what, dude? I don't even know you.
Well, I'm with the cigarette.
You know what? And you're trying to do business with us, correct? You're trying to do something nice. Your best bet is to talk to my administrator. How am I giving you the runaround?
Well, you're giving me the runaround because you're passing the buck. Just take charge.
No,
and I'll write
what?
You a nice check on the side. I'm sure you smoke. I'll send you a few cartons of Marlboro Lights, and we're set. I mean, the only industry bigger than us is Big Oil. I mean, come on, we're the cigarette company. Come on, you know we can do this.
listen, guy. Even if I were to say yes, it's not my place to say yes.
You just said it now. I got you on tape.
No, I speak to a higher power.
God?
I can't do that.
We own God.
You know, this is a company.
Yeah,
you know, I work for a company. I work for a corporation. I speak to a higher power. I can't just say, oh, sure.
Well, we'll hire you. It's okay. We're going to buy out the place. We're naming it the R.J. Reynolds Building anyway, so what's the big deal?
Oh, you are?
Yes, it's all done. It's all here on paper. I just need your approval, and we're going to set it to go.
I wish I could record this conversation.
I wish. I don't authorize you to record it.
That's all right. I am not recording, but I wish I could have recorded because you're not making no sense.
Well, you're not making any sense by passing the buck again.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think this conversation is over. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, that was
very,
very concerned he is with his job.
He needs to be more assertive, Andy.
Yeah, I hope when Jupe's mom gets old that he doesn't send her to that place.
He should. I used to threaten my mom all the time. I'm going to send an old folks home.
Yeah,
like,
you can't afford
no,
that.
You're over my dead body. You'll send me an old folks
your
home.
Your parents won't let that
alone. I'd rather die.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah. So I'm concerned about them getting harm to their lungs from the pollution outside while they're smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
You should have brought up Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah. Sasquatch.
I heard Sasquatch sightings are up 20% in that area.
Yeah, yeah. You should really watch out.
And Sasquatch smokes menthols.
Menthols. Cools. Yeah. Cool cigarettes. Who smokes cool cigarettes? Is everybody?
I do when I get yacked up.
Cools?
Yeah, well.
Newports are better than Cools.
Yeah, actually, Newports. I don't know.
Newports are harsh, though, man. They crystallize your lungs. And, yeah.
That's what you said.
That's what Jupe says. Not me. Not you, Jupe. Cloned homegrown in the chat room is a how's my driving number. He sent me a toll-free number for a how's my driving. I've never tried that. Earth Dog has sent me the Dead song.
Wow, he sung a song? I heard that he was singing, what song is it?
The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow?
No.
That'd be great.
Jeez, Earth Dog told me, I think. But I forgot.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember. I was excited to hear about it. And anytime you have the Dead doing anything, I want to hear.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Well, we need to spread that around. Hey, I see that Hit City has gone down by 7 people, so I bet you...
Yeah, because people go on there to listen to us at this time.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Well, I'm saying maybe...
And they're like, who's this? Nick Cannon? I hate
Nick
that
Cannon.
Guy.
Nick Cannon. It's not Nick Cannon. Still playing music, that bastard.
Oh, God, that's awful music, too.
Yeah, I know.
Whoever listens to that, you know, you got to be a fag. Half
I know,
a fag
right?
Or a 13-year-old girl.
Or a 13-year-old
teeny
bopper.
Yeah, anybody listens to, like, the mix station or whatever, you're gay.
Yeah, fuck that guy, man.
You should listen to, like, either, like, the horrible metal station or the bad rap station.
Yeah. So, a lot of feedback from that. And what's with guy? I don't ever call guy per somebody a guy. Isn't that a gay thing?
He's like, listen, guy.
Hey, guy. Isn't that gay?
Hey, guy. Yeah. No.
That's too close to gay. That's only a letter away from gay. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that he assumed that I'm a guy. I don't know where that came from, but that's that. We got to call some Los and Losing numbers here because he's been confirming for a while.
Yeah, he's our boy.
Yeah, falling.
Where's he from? England or something like that?
I have no idea. He's an enigma.
Oh, wait. Go down and get a UCF number.
UCF?
Dot.
Where? Key West, Daytona.
Scroll down.
I'm at the very bottom. I'm going to go back up here.
Scroll down.
Karaoke.
Yeah, I just saw it wrong. It looked like a college number. Like I said, like
UCSB. University of
California,
Santa Barbara. The University Center, third floor. Okay, a girl answered. Okay, so she apparently has a webcam, too. Let's check that out real quick.
Yeah.
Let's check out the homegirl's webcam for what we call it. Nicoletti's Coffee Shop.
Oh, she's naked.
So, okay, so see, these people have live webcams, and then you can actually call them also. So
you
I
should
guess,
have a live webcam. I can't find mine, though, so.
Yeah.
Tell shit.
Yeah, I know.
Tough tomatoes.
Webcam. Tough tomatoes.
I want everybody to see how tan I am.
Yeah. So apparently these people have a webcam. I don't know if it's
like a big red tomato in a t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay. Nicoletti at the web at the UConn. Whatever.
The USEN.
I don't know.
The USEN.
I don't know. Okay. I'm
it's
not.
It's always
open this.
Coffee time. It Take sucks. It like those webcams aren't gonna work.
Yeah. Anyway, let's. I'll post this here for the people to see. As I call them. So I'm posting in the chat room now.
You're not going to be able to get it.
Probably not. It'll probably crash now or something, but probably not. We're not that popular, but if you want to see who we're about to call,
what
check that
got,
webcam out.
We have 47 listeners. Listeners have gone down a lot without Milkman. I know there's a lot of Milkman fans out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of Zolar fans are upset that he left, too.
Is he gone for good? Is that
No,
like
he actually replayed one of his shows the other day. You know, did you hear him on Howard 100?
No.
I told you about that, right?
Yeah, but I don't have time for that.
Yeah, they interviewed him on Howard 100. I heard it the other day. And
if I could tan and listen to a show at the same time, I would, but I can't.
You can't do that.
No, the computer's too far away.
I could do that. Just turn the speakers or something.
Yeah, I do that. Like, I'm outside. Like, that's a whole other side of the house.
Well, I've got the FM modulator, so I can actually put it on my Walkman and listen. I can actually have it all through the house if you want. Actually,
whatever, faggot.
Whatever. I'm so special. And I broadcast Sirius to, like, the apartment complex here or the condo complex, whatever the hell you want to call it.
I always think I should try it while I'm driving around, just start tuning it in and see if I can get it, but, like... Who knows if they're going to be playing, like, you know, the channel I want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. It's a
crapshoot. If I turn it in and someone's playing a mix station, I'll get pissed off.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would
Unless
suck.
They're playing Paul Abdul. Yeah.
All right, well, let's play a song here while we set this up. We're going to call this coffee shop in Santa Barbara, California. Right back, everybody.
Flower.
Who is this?
Flower.
Solace?
Flower.
Oh, Flowers. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Carlito. Hey, ma'am? Please, can you speak up a little bit? It's hard to hear you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Making a cappuccino back there or something?
I'm brewing coffee, actually.
Are you brewing coffee?
Yes, can you hold on a second, please?
All right, hurry up.
Nicole, I know you want to talk, but I can't talk loud and you can't hear me.
Nicole. Jesus Christ.
Hello?
It makes a lot of noise to make coffee over there, huh?
Yeah, we're grinding coffee now.
Oh, grinding coffee. Can't you shut that off if the phone's ringing, girl? Think.
Sorry, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm just wondering, do you got, like, Colombian coffee, or what's, like, your brew of the day?
Our brew of the day, our consistent one, is Italian roast.
Italian
and
roast.
Then, yeah, it's fair trade Italian roast.
Italian's
we have that
good,
every
bro.
Day, and then we have a blend that switches out every day.
Every day? Okay, so
yeah.
Anything minty?
Mint?
Yeah, anything with some mint?
No, nothing with mint.
Okay. Well, that's pretty boring. What about sugar-free options? You got, like, a sugar-free mocha?
Oh, you're talking espresso? Yeah, we have mint. Sorry, I thought you were talking about, like, straight-up drip coffee. Yeah, we have mint.
The hell's drip coffee?
Sorry, what?
I can't hear you. Can you shut that off? Come on.
No, it's the espresso machine.
Knock it off. Stop all production. Just talk to me. Come on, just you and me.
Yeah, we have sugar-free syrups as well. We have sugar-free vanilla, caramel, anything. No, we don't really have mint, though.
Oh, God. I keep calling everywhere looking for sugar-free mint. No one carries it anymore.
Sorry.
I would do anything for some sugar-free mint stuff right now, honestly. Please. What can you do
for
me? Do something.
I can't provide you with a sugar-free mint.
What's the craziest stuff you can make? You got that soy stuff over there?
We do have soy.
All right. What about that chai stuff? Can you mix, like, some soy and some chai and some skim milk?
Yes, we can.
What do you call that?
We call it a chai latte with soy.
Oh, Jesus God, man. Honestly, how much caffeine is something like that?
Just about as much as a cup of coffee.
Okay, would it be... God. I don't know where to go with this, all right? I'm going to stop bothering you, okay, lady?
Okay.
All right, you take
Bye.
Care. You have a good night. Bitch, I don't know what to tell. Where am I going to go with that coffee?
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Jesus.
I know everybody's probably real disappointed.
I know, well, too bad.
Like, where's he going with that?
Please enter the number you
Hang
wish
on.
To call.
We'll call the Falling Rock Tap House.
You ask her.
Fat pussy.
Fat
Please
pussy
enter
lips.
The number you wish to call.
I like fat pussy. I sit alone in my four cornered room staring at candle. Oh, that shit is
on. Let me drop some shit like this here. Hours, 8 minutes.
Corn Rock.
What?
Fallen Rock.
Cornrow?
Fallen Rock.
Oh, Fallen Rock Tap House, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. What's on tap tonight?
About 75 beers.
What?
I have about 75 beers.
Okay. Sounds good. How about 5 of those?
Cool.
Snap it.
Come and get them.
Snap in the phone. Snappy. Snappy. Snappy, snappy, snappy.
Do what?
Snappy, snappy. I just don't have it in me tonight, man. It's just not working. Two Friends Patio Restaurant. Oh, it's a karaoke bar. Wow. Hey.
Call, you should call and ask them if they got, like, rap music.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Metal.
Yeah.
Do you have anything by, Bloody Fetus?
Bloody Fetus.
I want to sing a Bloody Fetus song.
You have 5 hours, 4 minutes.
I want to do karaoke to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
No, I want to do Riding Dirty.
Riding Dirty. Okay. All right, let's do that. Ooh, Cruise. Cruise is on second.
Hello, your friends.
Hey, Cruise is on second, buddy. How about that? Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Right. Hey, okay. You guys here? How close are you guys over to that one road over here in Key West? I don't know. I'm here in town. What's the one road with everything going on?
Duval.
We're yeah,
half a block off Duval.
Okay, all right, well, hey,
Come down the front, take a right.
Okay, well, I'm going to be doing some parasailing. I'm planning on crashing into that area.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing funny, though, you know what I mean? Just a little bit of crashing. You know how that goes, right?
Okay.
I'll have to get silly. Hey.
Okay.
All right, well,
Thank you.
Right, so, is the karaoke on now? Is it a nightly thing?
So I'm right every night.
Every night? Okay. What kind of classical music selections do you have for karaoke? I'm looking for something out of Beethoven's repertoire.
Yeah, we got like 5,000 songs. Come on down.
That's rude.
The show sucks.
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah. There. What's going on with the Cubs? Are they still losing?
They suck,
yeah.
They're threatening right now. They got guys that first and third with 1-0.
Wow. So you can't watch this? Not on here at all?
Please enter the number you wish to call.
It's called the Schooner Wharf Bar. Why'd it get
left? It's not on TV, so I'm not taping it or anything.
Oh, God.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Look at how the hat sits on his head. He's got a pinhead.
He's a bastard.
Look at that, though.
Oh, my God. It's, like, overlapping.
Please enter the number you... You have 5 hours.
Bunch of assholes in Key West, man.
Those faggots think their shit don't stink.
Yeah, I do.
Hi, this is Patrick. Can I help you?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How far away are you guys from Duval?
We're right on Duval Street.
Right on Duval? North Duval or South Duval?
I guess it'd be North Duval, 100 block.
Okay. Well, I'm on East Duval. Can you maybe give me directions?
Where are you?
East Duval.
That doesn't even make sense. Where are you?
I'm on East Duval. I'm staying at the hotel on East Duval, the Marriott.
Oh, at the Marriott?
Yeah, you know the Marriott?
East Duval. Yeah, but that's not... We're at the end of Duval. And, 100 Duval, South of Bagatelle, Kitty Corner from Sloppy Joe's.
Whatever you say. No.
Huh?
Okay. Do you have scooter parking there?
Yep.
Can just park it up front. I don't want it to get stolen. I've already had 2 scooters stolen from me so far this vacation. I don't want any of them more of that, you know?
Well, you have to lock them up. If you don't lock them up, they'll swipe them.
Well, yeah, they swipe them all the time.
Terrible bug.
Yeah.
I know. That's why, you got to lock them up. Because if you don't, they grab them and throw them in the back of trucks and drive them up to Miami. Terrible about it.
So it's the Jamaicans doing it?
I don't know, but I just know that they get stolen a lot.
Man, you guys got a lot of fags down here in Key West. What's that all about? I mean, they're everywhere.
What's that?
They're everywhere. Isn't this America? I see fags holding hands, fags kissing.
Yeah, it's very diverse down here.
I don't know about diverse. Sounds like it's all twisted. Sounds like the devil lives here in Key West. I want my money back.
All right.
So what can we talk about? Right. Can you cut me a check?
You think you could jerk me off under the table?
What's that?
Can you jerk me off under the table? He said fag. Okay.
I think you got hung up on.
Already?
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Call him back. Where was it?
Tell me you went there and your scooter got stolen.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
You're in the parking lot on your cell phone, your scooter's gone.
You have 4 hours, 57 minutes.
I'm going to scooter theft is a major crime in the United States.
You're broke. give me that shit.
Baby Jesus.
Got him, baby Jesus.
You reached Schooner Wharf Bar. We're sorry no one can get to the phone right now. Please leave your name and...
Wow, well, this is turning out to be great. Hogs bristling. See, I gotta mess. These people are hard asses from my understanding.
They'll probably beat you up.
Yeah, they will. Good.
They'll beat you up over the phone.
Grab you and beat you up. I miss Milkman, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because whenever we saw, we could just like start making fun of Milkman.
Yeah, no. At this point, yeah, we'd have something to fall back on. Just make fun of Milkman.
Milkman, you're a dirty communist. Yeah, I am.
Yep.
I'm a socialist. I live in a candy world.
Candy world.
I lay back in the cut, retain myself. Think about the shit and I think it well. How can I mix my grip? And how should I make that nigga straight slip? Set trip, got a giddy boy's grip as I dip around the corner. Now I'm on another mission, wishing upon a
star. Hogs Bristling. Like click.
Hog breath.
Yeah, hey, someone down there stole my scooter.
Somebody down here stole your scooter?
Yeah.
Well, you try calling the police?
Well, no. The guy told me to call, speak to you over there that you guys knew who stole my scooter. I'm gonna get a good mind to go down there and start some trouble.
Well, you're welcome to come down, but we don't own the parking lot, so if something happened there, you're responsible for it with the parking lot attendants, the bank, and the police.
No, but the problem is, some guy said he actually took it to the bar. It's like they're inside the bar. Can you look in the bathroom?
Okay. I can assure you there's nothing in the bathroom.
Hey, enough with the hysterics. Let me talk to a male associate there or something, you know, someone who can vote.
Please enter the number.
Damn it, man. Jesus. I'm trying one more time.
Call Eddie.
Okay.
Yo, I got a scooter in the bathroom for sale.
Yo.
I just sold a scooter. It's in the bathroom. I sold it to $5.
Alright. Actually makes a good point. I don't use my voices enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, regular me isn't funny.
I've always said that.
That's right. I got nothing going for me. How can I mix my grip?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hot Express manager line?
The manager line?
Is not available.
They'll never get my patronage, that's for one. That's for sure. Who else can we call? Robbie O'Connell's Pub. We already called that. We've called all these. Well, we didn't call the Daytona number, I guess, right?
I don't know.
I guess we could call that.
Tell them to get Boot Hill Saloon in Daytona.
Boot Hill Saloon?
Yeah, that's like the gangster biker bar in Daytona.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. It's always like, isn't that where the Aryans hang out during?
Yeah, there's a cemetery across the street. So they go, you're better off here than across the street.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. Hoppy Brew Pub.
You tell them you parked your scooter across the street.
someone
put it in a tree.
Yo. Someone threw it in a tree. Yo, this guy picked up my scooter and threw it.
I want you to send a bouncer out here to help me out,
what
yo.
The fuck, yo. All right. That's stupid.
The Jesse.
That's better. Call up, Lonesome Loser suggests calling up Robbie O'Connell. Tell him that I was there a little while ago.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the guy in the plaid shirt was hitting on you and you're pissed because you didn't know it was a gay bar. Okay.
Good job.
Good call, Lonesome Loser. We'll do that. Last time you saw me, I was P.I. to the motherfucking hang on, folks. What?
And lately I heard you's a broke bitch living in the lower class suburb. And lately the word is I live in a suburb and I don't fuck with birds.
There it is.
She used to pump on the block, sell a nigga rocks,
Robbie O'Connell.
Bell a nigga out, but she tried to plot on a nigga. Make a lot one shot, bitch die, go figure. He used to pay this bitch, gave her lots of shit. What's wrong with this nigga, man? He used to bring it through the hood, treat the bitch too fucking good, my opinion. We used to blaze with the bitch, faded off the lick, she X-rated the click. This nigga bought braids for the bitch, Louis Vuitton kicks a trick, don't suck shit. Meanwhile, in the hood, she driving around good. This bitch thinks she in Hollywood. Meantime, she setting the nigga up, telling us what it's stuff. She ready to get him stuck. What?
Thick thighs, but she full of surprises. I swear this bitch is shady.
That's what I know.
Sex on her mind all the time, and you think that
that's your baby?
You don't know. You a good guy that's living alive, but she told him where your safety.
That's what I know.
If you cool and she satisfied, how come that bitch just paged me?
You don't know.
Robbie O'Connell.
Yeah, hey, I got an issue. I was just there. And apparently some gentleman was, perhaps, let's say, hitting on me.
Hitting on you?
Hitting on you. Hitting on me. Not you. Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't understand this is a homosexual establishment.
No? Who was hitting on you?
Some guy there in black pants. I mean, that was a dead giveaway.
What?
Some guy in black pants. First of all, that's a dead giveaway. But are you aware of the legislation in Florida that says you can't operate a homosexual establishment anywhere within 100 miles of a church?
Okay. Not a gay bar. It's a Center's pub.
That's not what I hear.
Okay.
Well, Robbie O'Connell, that sounds like a pretty gay name. What kind of name is Robbie?
Gay.
Yeah, it's gay, right? So you're a gay too?
Right on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, homo.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for you tonight.
Right on.
You're sick. You're sick, you bastard.
Thank you.
Go to hell.
Have a great night.
Don't make me go down there. Okay. Well, Andy, this is great.
Yeah, I missed that.
You did. That was the best call of the night. You missed it.
You know what to do when you get people to fight with you.
Yeah. No one wants to fight me. It was all male. These webcam calls aren't working, man. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, we're not actually looking at the cams.
No, we're not actually looking at the cams now. This is going to fuck up things even worse.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
When you call a bar, I need to look at the cam and say my friend is there, then describe someone sitting at the
Please
bar
enter
and talk
the number
to them.
You wish to call.
Then find their name and send pizza and shit.
There's a black girl.
That's British humor for you.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Hey, shut up, bitch, okay? Hang on.
I like women telling me what to do. Talk about enter your call, whatever. Shut up. Yeah, and Nunu says his show is good. Well, fuck you, Nunu. Why don't you go fuck yourself, you British bastard. Goddamn Europeans, right? You trust the British?
No, well, I don't trust anyone.
My mom? It is. Let me take a break so I can talk to her. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in a little bit with more attempts at prank calls and more live calls and more shit. So I would ask that you all bear with
us. Did you just leave your mom's house?
No, she didn't see me. She wasn't there.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break, folks.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
A doctor is slipped to 20. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Dr. Ken Schneider was appreciative, but says he was slightly taken aback after patient Marcus Carter slipped him a crisp $20 bill just before receiving a CAT scan. While no mention was made of the intent behind the stealthily placed bill, Dr. Schneider suspects the act was meant to ensure a positive diagnosis, something he says he simply can't accommodate.
This is the most difficult part of the job, where I have to tell a patient, maybe, but I'm keeping the 20.
Upon hearing the doctor's diagnosis, Carter offered $100, then $200 for a clean bill of health, then curled up in a ball, softly weeping for his mother. Should have tipped the radiologist. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
Sponsored by Chili's. Hurry in for Chili's new sizzle and spice selections. Come on, live a little.
Ha 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 ha
It's the kiss of the tears, stinging and cold. The sum of the years, the story untold. In the heart of our hearts, the heart of the soul. At the heart of the hopes and the fears that we've known. We know, we'll know, we were
throwing time away.
Breathlessly
throwing time away.
Oh,
throwing time away.
Recklessly
throwing time away.
Oh, oh, oh. It's the dawn of the day, surely must come. Married we've stayed, look what's been done. In the heart of our hearts, the heart of the soul. At the heart of the hopes and the fears that we've known. We know, we'll know, we were
throwing time away.
Breathlessly
throwing time away.
Oh,
throwing time away.
Recklessly
throwing time away.
Oh, oh, oh.
My mom, everybody.
Loud, man. What's going on?
I don't know. I hit it too much. Too much applause. We're back.
Hey, we found out on the chat. I found out that Nunu is Scottish, much like myself. Hey, Nunu, I'm a Scottish-American dog.
He's Scottish?
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah, he's not English at all. So, like, whenever we call him English, that's really disrespectful.
Yeah, I guess so. He's Scottish. But he lives in the UK, though. He's a trader.
And he goes there to work, just like Mexicans come to America to work.
Are you serious? That's how it works.
Yeah, like how your people come here to work.
That's true.
And send their money back so they can have more pigs.
More pigs. And we just send them back.
Carlito, we have so many pigs.
We are so rich with many pigs.
And we go home and have so many pigs.
You know the Puerto Rican government shut down on Monday?
I didn't even notice.
Ah, it was all over the news.
Yeah, they shut down, so 20 more Hondas got stolen.
Yeah, we gotta do something to survive in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we should really get rid of that little area as part of our country.
There's no need to have it anymore. They close all the bases there.
Get rid of it. Let those people be them by themselves, and they'll be crying in years to come back.
Yeah.
And we'll say no.
They want to be part of America.
Yeah. Well, we'll tell them no.
Why? What would you do
they don't pay, because they don't pay taxes, and they just fucking, they bitch all the time, and then they come here and they join gangs.
Yeah, whatever. It's the New York, the people out of New York. You know my stance on Puerto Ricans from New York.
I don't like them either.
I don't like them
like,
either.
When we were in high school, I remember the Puerto Ricans from Puerto Rico were very good people, and they're very polite and nice and everything, and then the Puerto Ricans from New York were very uncouth and aggressive.
I hear that word a lot. I like that word, uncouth.
And aggressive.
Uncouth.
And like they couldn't fight. They all swung like pansy girls.
Yeah, they swing wide.
Yeah.
They hit light.
Yeah, well, they did like this. You know, they're like,
yeah, they
way
come
out
way
here.
Out. That's stupid. Yeah.
Like, you know, if you know how to fight, you know you throw from your shoulder, not from your.
Yeah, you throw in a straight line.
Yep.
You line your knuckles up straight. They got to hit straight.
Comes from your shoulder straight in. Like that.
What the hell you hit me for?
I just want to show you that,
son
like, you know, I didn't have any room to throw, but I punched him.
I got a bad back.
Carlito weighs like 400 pounds. I knocked him back like a half.
What are you talking
you gotta play the Dead song.
Yeah, let's download this here. The
About time.
The Dead theme. People begging for it and shit. Hang on, let me download it here.
He's like, the Dead. He's retarded. Retard.
Poor the Dead. Poor retarded the Dead. My nonsense are spit. Niggas lose
consciousness. Santa Maria.
Hey.
Seneca DeMarco.
That's great. Yeah, it
Mira.
Is. Mira.
What is... happy Passover.
Hey, great. Feliz Navidad. How you doing, Lego?
What the fuck, man?
Nothing, man. We're just here doing our thing. Sucking.
Where were you last week, man?
Yeah?
What happened to you?
Yeah?
What happened to you?
Yeah, you know, man. I was busy.
Sugar
AIDS. Diabetes. No.
Sugar
AIDS. You know what? Honestly, it came down to it. I wasn't feeling good. I was far away from home. I would have had
cool,
to start
bro.
Late.
Dude, you know, I just was curious, you know, because it's like nobody, you know, nobody knew where you were, and we were all a little worried.
Well, that's bullshit, huh?
No, and then what happened
what
was,
you know?
I found a website with your girl all over it.
Here we go. Here we go.
And I didn't want to tell you.
Here comes asshole Lego.
Wait, Lego, was it, I saw this too, was it www.fuckedbydonkey.com?
Yeah, fuckedbydonkey.com. And Athena Squirts stuck.
lies.
Athena Squirts and shit.com. I saw that.
Yeah.
I look at a lot of porn.
Can I ask, let me ask you a question. You ever bang a chick in the can for real?
Nope. Not interested. Nope. On accident. An accident. It hit at an accident. She yelled and
Mira.
It kind of ended it right there.
I was talking to my friend about this the other day. He told me he was banging this chick in the ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything was going all right. And when he pulled out to cum, all of a sudden, like, a little milk dud came flying out, man, like at 100 miles an hour. He lost it.
Where did it go, the milk dud?
It, like, hit the wall. It, like, fired out.
Oh,
I said, dude, it's a good thing it didn't hit you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's enough to really fucking ruin the night.
It definitely.
Mm-hmm. A little milk dud flies out of our ass.
You don't want shit in your pee hole, ever.
Oh, no.
It's never happened. I never had shit in my pee hole, and I am.
That can't be good.
To your knowledge, anyway.
Yeah, well, to my knowledge.
That's funny.
So how are you guys doing? What's going on?
Yeah, I got a plane tomorrow. I got to catch a flight at 8 a.m., and I'm not even packed.
Where are you going?
He's
going
to be gone for 2 days. What do you have to pack?
I'm going on for 3 days. Four days.
You don't even need an extra pair of underwear for 3 days.
Because now I need like 5 pair of underwear for 3 days.
I would wear the same clothes for 3 days.
That is sick. That's our difference right there. I'm hygienic.
Yeah, right.
I take three showers
really
a day.
Hygienic. I usually wear the same pair of pants for a week straight.
Yeah, well,
I have 2 pair of jeans that I rotate all week, but I mean I don't wear the same pair of underwear though.
He's got the ass cut out of one of them too.
Yeah.
Very gay.
Yeah. Well, I wear something under that though.
So
nice
you walk around with your ass cheeks hanging out.
Nothing wrong with that at all. It's Florida, man, so you know.
All right.
Free
all right,
love.
Cool. Yeah, I guess, man. You want your sack to be comfortable.
Yeah, that's true. With my sack, with my ass cheeks hanging out, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. So, where are you going to anyway?
Meeting up with Athena up north. Going to a wedding with her. Not my wedding. We're not getting married, but we're going to a wedding. Then we're driving back down to Florida.
Yeah.
You're going to be here in New York?
No, we're going to be in Pennsylvania actually.
Apparently, Lego. She
Dude,
can't.
What time are you coming in tomorrow?
11:30.
And is your event tomorrow night or on Saturday?
Saturday. I was talking to her about that. I wanted to take a trip here with a meet, like, with you or Zolar.
Dude, come the fuck over.
I don't have a ride. The whole thing, she was saying we'd have to rent a car to get to New York. We don't have transportation to get up there.
I'll split the cost with you.
Oh, shit.
Wow, look at that. Give money, him some applause, you cheap bag.
Money bags, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
No excuse now, dude. You want to fucking hang with the Lego? Come on.
Apparently, Lego, Athena can't sit down for more than an hour at a time because she got hurt over in Amsterdam.
That's not true.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's why Carlito has to go drive her back down to Florida.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard Zolar's doing a show tomorrow.
All right. Zolar, yeah. Great. Is he really?
Yeah, well, last week he told me he was going to do a show.
Great. Good. Good to have him back, man. We need some new Zolar.
What time does Zolar usually go on?
He's going to go on at 10 now. My band's playing tomorrow night, so I don't think I'm doing a show, but I'll probably do something on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, like maybe after KDK goes off, I'll do a late show.
Wow, that's late right there. Does he finish at like 1 o'clock sometimes?
Yeah, he'll finish by 12, and if not, I'll just throw him the fuck off anyway.
Hey, you run the show. You call the shots.
I pretty much do run the show.
Yeah. So,
he is the boss, you know. I gotta, you know, but he's usually cool about letting me go on.
That's cool, man. So how you been lately? What's been up with you? How's the business going?
It was a tough month. I lost a pretty big client this month, so I'm not thrilled. It was this guy was like a $25,000 a year client, so you know. When
you know
lose
that
one big one like that, it sucks.
That would support Andy's coal cabin right there.
Did you know that rapper who got shot?
Yeah, Biggie Smalls.
No, not him.
Proof?
Tupac? No, no, another rapper got shot this week.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
He's from, his brother was like Big Taco or something like that.
Big Punk?
He's from Houston. I can't remember his name.
Run DMC,
no.
DMC or whatever?
No.
Jam Master J?
Jam Master?
No.
He went to the side of the house and
what about him?
Him?
What happened? Did they kill him?
Yeah, he got killed. That's one more rapper down.
They're killing all our rappers.
You know, pretty soon you'll kill them all, Lego.
Yeah.
Nah, you know what? These rappers, man. You know what? Let me tell you. I spent a lot of years recording the hip-hop community. You might have heard one of my records. I did Run DMC's Down with the King.
I'm sorry.
And I also did a lot of Public Enemy. And, I mean, if I really want to date myself, I recorded the Fat Boys and fucking...
I love the Fat Boys. Did you have anything to do with Disorderlies?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite movies ever. Wow.
Dude, I have a cameo in that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Do you remember a band called Third Base? No.
Yeah, Third Base that Pac was the Weasel. Hell
yeah,
man.
Yeah. You're in that?
Not only did I do that, I'm still like best friends with MC Search.
Who are you in Disorderlies, which is in my top 10?
Dude, I'm just like, I got a background shot.
Are you at the roller rink? That's my favorite scene when they all go to the roller skating.
No. I got a scene that when they were down by the beach.
Yeah, I remember that scene. That's a great movie.
There was. And, you know, Buffy was a good friend of mine. He passed away a couple of years back.
Oh, my God.
Buffy.
The really fat one.
He was like the funny. Yeah. He was the best one.
He fucking was too fat, though, dude. He was too heavy. And
I really dislike the light-skinned bad boy, like the really light skinned one who got laid in the movie. Like, he pissed me off.
He kind of he passed away in a bad way. He was sleeping on the couch, dude. And this is true. And he fell off the couch, and because he's so fucking heavy, he crushed his own ribs, dude.
Are you serious? Fucked up really?
That. Yeah.
That happened to me once.
It happened to you once.
I didn't die, though.
Yeah. You got help in time.
My dog licked my face until I woke up.
Like our president.
You know, but just, it sucks. The guy, he legitimately was a really nice guy. All those guys are great. Fat boys.
Yeah.
Him on one of their records.
Remember when they twisted?
Yeah,
they were twisting.
They did with Chubby Checker.
Yeah.
It was great.
Come on.
Gay.
What do you mean? That's so good.
That's when they sold out.
Yeah.
You know, that was it for them pretty much.
Do you remember when they wore the pink, like a as a scarf, and they went skiing?
Yeah.
Dude, that was just a dream I had. I wanted to see if it was real.
What, the fat boys wearing a scarf and skiing?
Yeah,
what the hell that was all
about? Like a picnic table thing, and then they put it on their neck and they went skiing, and they had hot chicks everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys hear that prank I did with that girl, Tara? You heard that, right?
When was this?
A couple of weeks ago on KDK?
Probably not.
I pranked this girl's mother.
Yeah, okay.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm putting it up on my site. I listened back to it today.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking hilarious. I had her on the phone for 12 fucking minutes.
Really?
Yeah, just believing all my bullshit that I'm on the road with Matsuyahu and...
You told her you were with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Matsuyahu's not with Al-Qaeda. He's a Hasidic Jew.
Yeah. That's what I want you to say, but he's with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. Do you like... Because I was playing Matsuyahu on the show once, and you came on, you're like, hey, what's this crappy music?
It is. It's shitty music.
Yeah. Now he's...
Right, Lego?
I was only fucking around anyway. I happen to really like Matsuyahu.
Oh, no.
Matsuyahu.
So, what else is new? You know, dude, that's really it. I just, business is all right. I lost that one. I'm fucking hitting the pavement hard trying to, like, you know. The one thing about my business that I will tell you is that I like is that I have so many clients that usually when I lose one, it's not a big deal. It just happened that this one was a big, big income provider. But you know, there's so much fucking business out there on the internet. I'm just gonna fucking smack someone in the fucking head, and I'll have somebody else.
Just diversify your bonds, nigga.
You have to do one less 8-ball a week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's diversified. You know, dude, I've never done coke in my life.
Yeah.
Never.
And you kids shouldn't either.
No, none of you should.
No, I just never really, you know, when I was younger, I tried the pot thing. Somebody fucking put a little, what do you call that? I don't know.
Formaldehyde?
All I can tell you is I started hallucinating and I walked through a glass door. And I had a bad trip and I kind of just never got into the drug thing.
So you're drug-free, Dr. Lego.
Pretty much. I drink a little here and there, but...
No painkillers?
You know, Yeah, a little Percocet now and then is all right, you know?
Mm. Percocet's a new crack.
Percocet's a new crack.
Yeah, like a little Percocet or, you know, a little Valium.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what's really good? Soma.
Soma.
Somas are the best.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to get on that Soma.
Because you can totally function as a human being with Somas. Mm-hmm. Can you
get me a couple of those to try?
Well, I mean, I could, but, like... I would keep them myself. Yeah. You know?
No, come on, mail them to me, bro.
Probably not, man. No, you own a studio. You could get Somas all day.
Can you send them to me as an attachment?
Sure.
Yeah.
If you could figure that out, if you can figure a way to change matter into digital form, I know there's a way, and I'll tell you why.
I would just send vagina to everybody over
there. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me explain something to you, okay? Because think of the concept here.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can take analog audio, which is physical, and convert it to digital. So they've come up with a way to take video. Well, video was video ever analog? I don't know if video is analog, but audio is analog. Like, you know, back in the day when they recorded the tape machine. It's magnetic, it's analog, and it's physical. And they've come up a way to take that physical matter and convert it to digital through A to D, D to A converters. And what I'm saying to you is if the technology exists for audio, it's got to exist for matter as well. There's got to be like a theory there. There's got to be a way. So like if I want to like fucking send my penis across the internet and, like, you know, fuck Pamela Anderson in the ear, you know, I should be able to do it.
Dr. Lego, you sure are smart. You sure are high. Sure, you don't do any drugs. That's, I don't know. What? So you think there's a way? I mean, that's, isn't that Star Trek shit? Like, talking about beaming stuff up and turning the engine matter into energy to transport it over kind of stuff?
They say, who are they? I don't know. But, no, science proves that if you can travel at the speed of light, okay, that if, okay, which is right now inconceivable, but if we could.
Time spot.
Our matter will change. We will not be the same physically. We will become like something, like some kind of matter. I don't know what they said, but yeah.
We'll be like the
dead.
That's
what it is. It's, you know, they have proof. They have proof time travel. I mean, if you go on the internet and you do some research about Einstein and the Manhattan Project. Look up, what is it, the, hold on a minute, let me just tell
Manhattan
you.
Manhattan
right
Project?
Now. The which one?
Manhattan Project?
It's a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
No, it's, I'm thinking of, hold on.
The number between 1 and 10.
The Montauk Project.
Oh, yeah.
If you look up the Montauk Project, okay, there's, in Montauk, Long Island, believe it or not, there's a bunch of bunkers, old military bunkers, out by the lighthouse, they're underground bunkers which have been sealed, and they're guarded, and you can't fucking get inside them.
Okay.
And this is where, believe it or not, Einstein and a couple other of these fucking, like, nuclear physicists sat there and developed these. Now, this is what they say. You know, you know the Philadelphia, you know, experiment, the one where they say the fucking the Navy boat traveled from New York Harbor to, like, Pennsylvania.
I thought the Philadelphia experiment was where Tom Cruise was gay.
No.
Not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks was gay and he got fired from his law firm.
I'm telling you, there's documentaries. You look it up on the internet. It's crazy. They're saying that, like, when the boat transferred over, they were like, the matter got so fucked up. There was crew members, like, embedded in the metal on the wall.
Yeah, they put animals, and the dogs were half inside the hole and half not.
Are you serious?
Yeah, all kinds, no, but it was humans, and they fucked them all up, and half the people that were involved were crazy or killed, and the boat, you can't even find the boat because the boat was shipped out and sunk or something. There's no record of it, and they won't let anybody, like, if you try to go into those bunkers, it's like Area 51, bro. It's fucked up. There's really, like, a lot of weird shit going on.
Is that why the dead is like he is?
That's how it happened.
Bro, it's probably his father was on that boat.
Yeah.
That's what it was. There's the captain.
My dad got sent back in time.
You know?
Then I'm coming.
I want you to know something that's really fucking kind of crazy. As weird as the dead is, like, I mean, like, he comes off, like, you know, because his speech is impaired and he's probably a little off balance.
Uh-huh.
He's a smart dude.
I
mean,
know.
He's like fucking, he's like a Linux guy. I mean, like, he blows me away with the shit he knows.
He did my taxes for me.
Andy's taxes.
Is that why
you're
going to fucking jail?
Andy sold a lot of tax. Sold a lot of stocks last year.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it's confusing.
Dad was like, I think that for you, buddy. Don't worry.
Yeah. You know why I don't believe in time travel? Because I know 2 years ago, these people set up a time travelers conference convention, and they said that they were making it so people who travel in time are going to meet at this one spot at one time in 2004, I think it was.
But that goes against my theory of time travel, that you can't time travel further back in the past to when the first time travel is done, right?
Well, let me ask
it's like
you,
there's no road. You can't drive on a road if the road ain't there. Stupid.
I don't get it. Time travel is bullshit.
Yeah.
Man. It'd be impossible because nothing. I don't know. If the time travel was true, man, I don't know.
We would all go back to.
I'd go back to the
1740s.
Yeah.
And I would have slaves.
You'd have slaves.
You don't believe that somehow.
I do.
The records of time are recorded?
Yes.
Recording.
You know, I don't know, dude. You know, it's you could get really deep into the shit, and then you could start freaking out and have to smoke something. So my feeling is that you know, whatever. Who the fuck gives a shit anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what about, like, What about making a prank? You want to do a prank?
Yeah, let's do one here. They haven't been working, but we can try one. I'm about to go. We'll do if you want to try one prank for us here, then I'm gonna call it quits because I gotta wrap up and I gotta get packing. We're gonna be up in 5 hours. I know. I gotta fly, and I hate flying. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I'm gonna take some painkillers on a plane. Send myself.
Dude,
to
you know what you do?
What?
Get a nice big syringe of heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shoot it into the fucking main artery of your leg.
Right.
You're gonna fucking love that.
That'll go over well. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then maybe hang out with one of those fucking stewardesses.
Okay. All right, well.
You know, and you'll get in the fucking Mile High Club or something.
Stewardesses.
You ever do that? You ever fuck a bitch on the plane?
Never. Never. I don't find that appetizing
at
all.
I try to do that, and they fucking caught us.
Hey, Dr. Lego, my penis in the Mile Wide Club now.
Thank you.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Dude. Great. I'm telling you, we got on this plane, we were going to fucking where were we going, Florida, Chicago, one of them, and so Kim went up to go to the bathroom, and then 5 minutes later, I got up and went to go to the bathroom, try to be inconspicuous, and I went into the bathroom, and then within a minute, the door, you guys gotta come out of there.
Really?
You know, fucking, yeah, my fucking dick shriveled right up.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. Damn it, man.
Yeah, Busted. I felt like, really pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, I could never do it. It's too much
especially
noise at
like,
the point.
You know, especially when we walked out the door, by the back seat, there was this mother and her two kids.
Right.
And we walk out, both of us walk out of the bathroom. They're giving us dirty looks.
Yeah. Hey, Lego, how much does it cost to upgrade to first class? I'm thinking about doing it tomorrow. I've never flown first class in my life. Andy, you don't fly at all. Have you ever flown a plane, Andy? Andy's sitting back down. Sorry.
I do fly planes, actually.
You did? You ever fly first class?
Yeah, I do all the time.
No, you don't? You never
I'm white, man.
I'll tell you something funny.
If there's empty space,
know.
They move me up.
Yeah.
You know,
look
you
at that boy.
Be,
he's got blonde hair, green eyes.
If your seats are taken, you won't be able to.
But
if they're available, I think if you, give the stewardess a little lick at a puss, you might be able to work a deal.
Yeah, those stewardesses are nasty these days. It's not like it used to
some
be.
Some of them are hot.
I don't even see how you fit in, coach.
I don't. That's why I want to upgrade to first class. I want to be comfortable.
You ever get the extender, the seat?
No, I've never had to do that. No.
You will
you're
tomorrow.
You're a big fucking goofy guy.
Goofy guy. No, I don't need a seat extender. I've never needed a seat extender.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
No.
Yes, I am.
5'8", 9".
Son of a bitch, man.
What are you probably 5'9".
5'9".
Probably.
I'm not 5'9". I am not
5'9". Are you
5'9".
A big fat fuck?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm 240 pounds, to be honest with you. What do you laugh?
That's,
no, 240, 250. I'd say maybe
250. 260, 270.
No, not 260, 270. No.
All right, so you know what, dude? Let me tell you right now, go on the Zone diet, and you will fucking lose weight instantly.
Zone diet? That's all crap. It's not just a thing.
No,
zone
dude,
diet.
My dad did it. He was 240, and now he's down to 216 in a month.
Wow.
And he can levitate objects.
My dad could lift a car with his penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carlito, you could do that one day.
He's a Jew. That's because he's circumcised, that's why.
Jupe?
Yeah. Jew.
Dude, Jupe, I heard some shit about you.
I heard some shit too.
What'd you hear about him?
I heard it was a gay.
Don't say I said anything.
We won't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen to me. Jupe is. All right, dude, I can't fuck. I don't want to repeat.
Come on,
say it.
All right, listen. All right. Don't say I said anything.
Is he a fecal freak? I always thought that.
Jupe, no, seriously. And I really don't want people to know about this, but Jupe, he's in a special ed class.
Yeah, I believe that.
Really?
Yeah. I spoke to his mom.
That was you?
She told me that he's been in the retard class since he's in fourth grade.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I could buy that. Yeah.
All right, but don't, I don't want this to be a public knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard he was a fecal freak and he eats shit. he just munches on it.
It's probably his own.
He shits in his hand, and then he eats it.
You know, I can't hang with that. I downloaded it. Somebody sent me this movie, and this girl pees in this girl's mouth, and then all of a sudden it cuts to a scene.
Awesome.
Takes a big fucking dump right in her fucking mouth.
Nice.
And
oh, my God.
And
it's like half solid, half
I'm
diarrhea.
I'm touching myself.
What's up with that? What the fuck makes people do that?
It's perfect. So good.
That's crazy.
I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Hey, you want to call D&D Family Billiards? That's Pennsylvania. We also have Jackalope Jack's Restaurant Bar.
Oh, D&D Family Billiards. Go ahead.
D&D. Okay, well, we'll do that. I'll play the Dead's theme song that everybody keeps asking for.
You're dead. He's dead.
All right.
Dead.
Here's your best friend. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang on.
Hello. Hello. This is the Dead.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
Hell no, man.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Yeah.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Edward's fucking rock. Fuck you, man.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Are you naked tonight, honey?
You wanna go where people know.
Yeah.
People are all the same.
Yeah.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hell no, man. Fuck no. I'm calling because I love you.
Columbia, this is Houston, 1 minute. Columbia, this is Houston, 1 minute, 30 seconds, LOS, all systems go, over.
Fuck it up. Yeah, you're fucking up.
6 million ways to die, choose one.
Thanks for calling Jax. It's John. Can I help you?
Yeah, is this the billiard place?
Excuse me?
Is this Family Billiard?
This is Jack Loves Jax's restaurant.
Oh, right. I'm the guy that fell over there the other day.
I don't know anything about that.
Are you like the manager, the worker? Who are you over there?
I'm the manager on duty right now.
Yeah, I had an accident there the other day, and...
Okay, you'll have to call in the morning, though, General Manager Andy Wilson.
And what's your name?
My name's John.
John, okay, I'll make sure to tell Andy that you were a little abrupt and snippy to me after I...
Well, we're a little busy. I don't know what I'm supposed to do for you.
Well, I took a pretty bad fall in the restaurant the other day.
Okay, well, I mean, you'll still have to talk to Andy Wilson.
Some fucking nigger tripped me, and
all
I'm
right.
pissed off.
I called the wrong number. I'm so stupid.
You idiot. What the fuck? I didn't know what to say.
No,
I'm ready for the billiard place, you fucking retard.
All right, I got to the billiard place now.
You fat drunk.
Fat drunk, thank you.
Please enter the number.
Hang on.
Wish to
we
call.
Got it now. Hang on. I don't care if the number is out or not.
You have 4 hours, 46 minutes.
I don't like noogies and their jungle boogie beats and their
poison noogie.
Yeah, is this the billiard place?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How would you feel like about like you know maybe me coming over there and taking a cue and like just smacking you in the head with it?
Why would you want to do that?
I wouldn't really want to. I just wanted to know how you feel about it.
I don't feel too good about it.
would it make you mad, or would you just be like, what the fuck?
I would be very mad.
All right. Well, do you think you'd beat my ass after that, or?
No, I'm not a fighter.
So what would you do? You
call the cops.
Would you throw a cue ball at me or something?
Well, I'd call the cops.
All right. So, all right, let's get past that. Are there any, like, hot chicks that ever come in there?
Yeah. Once in a while.
There's, like, any, like, these hot chicks, I mean, like, they, like, have nice little, like, tattoos across their backs and, like, showing their ass and tits and shit, or they're pretty tame?
Tame.
Yeah, all right.
I don't have no bullshit in this pool hall.
Really? Well, what if I'm, like, a gang of fucking people that were a little bit on the wild side and we partied up a little and had a good time? We, you know, we brought you out of your shell a little.
No.
Because honestly, you're a little too conservative. Did you vote for Bush? You did, didn't you?
What?
You voted for Bush.
Who the hell is this?
My name is Abe Froman. You know who I am?
Huh.
You don't know who Abe Froman is?
No, I have no idea.
You ever see the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah.
Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago. Come on.
No, I do.
All right, look, my name is Ned Ryerson. And I'm an insurance salesman, and I'm just fucking around with you. I just wanted to see if
that's a hell of a thing to be doing to somebody.
What? Just having a good time. Bro, I'm having a good time. You're having a good time.
I'm not having a good time.
Why? Why not? Let me ask you this.
Because I'm losing my business.
How are you losing your business? You want me to...
Yeah, I'm getting thrown out. That's
somebody's throwing you out of there?
Yeah, I'm getting thrown out after 28 years.
Well, let me ask you, okay, on a serious note, is there somebody you want me to go and you know, talk to for you?
Like for what?
Oh, I'll go in there. I don't think after 28 years, you shouldn't be thrown out of there.
Yeah, at least a new guy bought the building, and I got nothing to do with it. I can't have nothing to do about it.
Now, let me ask you this. When they bought you don't have a lease?
Yeah, it runs out September.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, bro. That's kind of bad.
That's why I'm not very damn happy.
Well, let me ask you this. You want me to go break the motherfucker's leg?
No.
Because I will, man. Because this is America. That ain't, what is he, some kind of fucking Indian motherfucker?
Yeah, he's rich.
He's a rich what?
I don't know what the hell he is.
Is he from this country?
I don't know.
Because if he's not, I'll fucking take him out. I'm sick of these fucking Indians coming in and fucking everybody up, dude. No, I'm sorry to hear about that, man. I don't like that. See, I don't like a guy that's worked his ass off, built up a nice business, and now they're throwing you out of there. That's fucking bullshit.
That's just the way it goes. Yeah, life goes on.
So what are you going to do, man?
I'm going to retire.
That's it. You've had it.
Yeah, I had enough. I had enough of this fucked up business anyhow.
Yeah, it's true. Well, dude, 28 years you're in it, man. Let me ask you, what are you doing with all the fucking pool tables? You want to sell me one?
No, they're already sold.
Really? You got them sold? Dude, make a little money. What are you going to do, go on a trip?
No, I'm just going to take it easy.
You going to take it easy? Oh, you want me to get you laid, bro?
No, I don't care about that.
All right, you don't even give a shit. Fuck it. All right. Yeah, nah, you know what? Bitches are nothing but trouble anyway.
I found that out a long time ago.
Whew, you ain't just kidding. Let me tell you, man, I had to open up a can of whoop-ass on mine the other night. You know, she's just a bitch to begin with. So, all right, man, look, I'll tell you what. The offer is on the table. You know, if you want me to fucking, like, seriously go talk to this guy, and maybe, what's he going to do with the building? What do you want to do now?
He's expanding another business.
What already here. You know what he's putting in there?
Yeah, it's going to be curtains and linens and stuff like that.
Curtains? How gay is that, dude? Who the hell cares about curtains and linens? He's going to get a bunch of fags in there, dude.
Yeah, he'll be out of business for long.
Yeah, and then your fucking business is how to suffer because of it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, maybe we can make a deal. Maybe I'm going to talk to him. If I can work it out, would you want to stay?
No, ain't nobody going to work this out with this guy.
Why, he's a real son of a bitch, huh?
No, he's in his legal right. Ain't nothing I can do.
But I'm saying, what if I come over there and I talk to him, I give him a little incentive.
No, that's all right. No, I wouldn't know none of that bullshit.
All right. I was just trying to help you, bro.
I don't want that damn kind of help.
Well, you know, seriously, though, you got to understand where I'm coming from.
I have no clue about what the hell you're trying to do. Why you even bother calling me, like?
Well, I'm telling you because I'm like Billy Jack, man. I'm like Billy Jack. I'm fucking, I believe in the fucking right way to do things. And I don't think it's right after 28 fucking years for this guy to even think about, you know, knocking you out of there. Ah, that sucks, man. All right, you just bummed me. You fucked up my whole night now.
you fucked up mine, too, so.
Well, then, you know what?
It's my worst talking about
you. I'll tell you, you want me to come down there with a six-pack, you and I will get
drunk. No, I don't drink. I don't allow it in the pool hall, either.
All right, well, how about this? How about if I get fucked up and drunk and I'll come over and hang out with you?
No, that's okay. I'm getting ready to close soon anyhow.
All right. Well, I appreciate our conversation, man.
Hey, don't call me like that again.
Sorry about that. I was just trying to help you.
I understand.
I'm just all right,
goodbye.
I'm just trying to be a friend, man.
Yeah, I don't need any friends.
Well, then, you know, then maybe you should get the thrown out of there. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Maybe they should get rid of you if you got that kind of attitude. Somebody trying to help you.
Hey, look.
That's fucked that up. Kind of, I call up trying to help you, and you're being
I don't need that kind of help.
You don't have to be snippy with me.
Hey, no, I'm just telling you. You're the one starting all the bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to come down here with a six-pack and some donuts, man.
I don't drink.
Wait, do you eat donuts?
No, I don't want nothing to do with anybody now. I'm getting ready to go home.
All right, well, I was just trying to be a nice guy.
You are, dude.
All right, man. Well, I love you anyway, man.
All right, later.
Peace out.
What the fuck is that all about?
Best call of the night, Lego.
Yeah,
good
that
job.
Was awesome. Thank you, Lego, for making something
so,
out of
hey, Lego, I got a question.
What?
If Carlito and Athena show up, are you guys going to orgy together?
Dude, you know what? I'm just going to... You know what would probably...
Please enter the number.
I don't think you're ready for Thundercock.
Thundercock. You want my Thundercock?
I just want to...
Are you nervous about Thundercock?
Hang on, Lego.
Thundercock's Carlito.
hang on, everybody. Hang on. Silence for a second here.
That's what all the girls in high school called him.
Hang on, everybody. Hang on.
And college. They called him Thundercock.
Hang on.
Sorry.
Andy.
The number you have entered is not valid.
Oh,
please
man.
Try again. Please
what
try
you
your doing? Call again
oh.
later.
Oh. Thank you, the dad.
Yeah. Fucking the dad.
The dad always ruins it.
I'm a retard.
Thundercock. That's what they call me.
They called him Thundercock.
Yep.
They call me Thundercock.
Are you intimidated by a guy called Thundercock?
I would be.
I wouldn't want a guy called Thundercock. Fuck up my girl.
No.
You know, whatever, dude. Thundercock. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
That's fine.
I don't give a fuck. You know,
because
you
whenever he... When he pulls it out, thunder rolls.
Just like...
You have thunder? Where'd you get that?
Dude, what was up with that guy, man?
That guy
no,
was weird.
Yeah. That guy was funny.
Who's
shit,
that guy
man.
Think he is?
At the end, he got pissed off. Was like, don't be calling here no more.
I
man.
Think he really thought you were like a gangster or a mafia or something like
yeah.
that.
Oh, what the fuck? Andy was laughing. We started laughing. What, you can't drink in his pool
yeah,
hall?
Like, who would go to a pool hall where you have to be sober?
Fuck
that. Sucks.
Well, finally, that's why I said to the guy, I finally said, you know what? No wonder they're throwing you to fuck.
I was like, yo, sell some liquor and people will come in. Who's
yeah.
going to go to a pool? Yeah, like you know, fucking Christian organizations. Yeah, I got the Fellowship of Christian Athletes comes here every Thursday
yeah,
night.
They're kicking him out to sell fucking what? Curves and shit? Because, yeah.
There's no place that sells alcohol gets kicked out for fucking linens and things.
Yeah.
Linens and things.
And curtains and things.
I don't need that shit.
Yeah.
That guy's a faggot. We should kill him.
We should.
Fag.
Everybody kill that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Lego, thanks, man. Thanks. That was cool. I was going to
Fear the Thundercock, Lego.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you got my number. If you fucking want to hang out, call me, all right?
All right, man. You got my number. I'll call you when I get in. If it work, I don't know if it'll work out, man, but I'll...
Well, dude, if it doesn't, you know, it's cool, but
yeah.
you know what? You're pretty close, and I was going to just say, if you hung out, let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
You probably won't make it to the fucking party the next day, all right?
He doesn't need to go to the fucking funeral
night,
anyway.
Be a night to
the
remember,
funeral.
Dude.
I don't want to go to that
wedding.
Fuck
sorry.
That shit, man. I don't want to go to a fucking wedding.
Yeah, it's not even anyone you know. Like, you don't know
you know
people.
What sucks, too? When you go to a wedding with your girlfriend, you know the first thing that happens?
She gets ideas.
She
yeah,
thought
true.
She was going to get
yeah,
funny.
I yep. know. People warn me. Yeah, it's fucked.
She wants to have a weird last name.
She wants my last name.
She wants that crazy last name you
no,
got.
No, she said she doesn't want my last name, that bitch.
She wants to say what she's got?
Yeah, she wants to keep that. Yeah, fuck that.
Are
I was like,
serious?
The hell? No, she was telling me she wanted our kid, to, if we ever had a kid, to keep her last name. I'm like, what the
what?
Fuck
are
you talking are about? You I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, Lego. Lego, that's yeah. fucked up, right?
Yeah, fuck
if
that,
you had
dude.
A kid, he'd be named, like, Joe Lego, right?
Joe Lego.
Joe Lego.
I'm Zach.
Zach Lego.
Zach Lego.
Yeah.
The Lego Maniac.
Damn, did she really say that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was like, no, she tells me, well, you know, my, you know, I only have sisters, no, so, no, my family name's not going to get continued.
You should have
And I was like, bitch, I'm the only child. I'm the only one left to keep the last name.
Sure.
So
Gerba.
Gerba. Fuck that shit, man. Yeah, women tell me what to do. Fuck that.
The last name, you're the only person who can keep the last name that guy you made fun of your whole life.
Right. Maybe she's got a point.
Maybe her last name's not any better. Like, no. You can make fun of that just as easy.
Yeah.
I have a horrible last name, too.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Any kid you have, you should just name it Lego.
Yeah, Lego. Lego.
Joe Lego.
That's an awesome name, Joe Lego.
Yeah, Joe Lego. Remember the fake name I gave you? That used to be called Joe Bellini.
Joe Bellini?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Joe Bellini.
I don't know, but what I tell you is this. I'm naming my... Oh, dude, did anybody see CSI last night?
No, nope. We don't watch that.
No, fuck CBS.
Yeah, but they had this one cool thing. This couple, well, it was two girls and a guy that were all married to each other. And they called it a trimogonous relationship.
Huh.
That's trimogonous.
Is that what you got going on, Lego?
I want that. That's what I fucking want.
Okay.
I want fucking two hot fucking whore sluts. I told Kim that I'd like one more fucking little slut in our relationship.
Carlito and Athena are going to pay you a visit this weekend.
I'll get married to Lego and Kim.
You'll be like,
I'll do that. They got these kids. Unless you're willing to wear like a little dress or something.
It looks good, a little dress.
Whatever it takes. You got money. You got Lego. All right,
I'm in.
Yeah, Lego, let him stay at the Lego mansion. And
If you look good in a dress, I'm down.
Yeah. He's going to put shit on your diptych. Your dick.
As long as you don't fire any milk duds at me,
man. There's going to be milk duds all over the place.
Yeah.
Way down there.
Milk duds all over the place.
It's going to be milk duds central.
Yeah, that's nasty. I heard a friend of mine once was telling me that he pulled out once from anal, and it looked like a Hershey's Kiss at the end.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what? This is not something I want to do.
If you got to fuck your girl in the ass, it's probably because her vagina is too worn out.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been to Amsterdam one too many times.
Hey.
Whoa. Like, what are you trying to insinuate there?
That when you go to Amsterdam, that there's black guys in Amsterdam who are gonna beat your girlfriend up anally.
Mm-hmm.
And vaginally.
There's no black guys in Amsterdam.
Yeah, there are. There's black guys all over the place.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Anyway.
Right, Lego? Am I right?
God damn.
Am I right? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm right, right?
Sugar free. Hey, man. Lego, we're gonna go. I gotta go. I gotta get packing.
All right, go get out of here. You're freaking me out. Anyway.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, man. Maybe I'll show up, but you're not gonna do a show tomorrow, so that's not gonna work out.
No, my band is playing tomorrow night. You guys come over here. I'll fucking buy you dinner. I'll take you to the club. We'll hang out. Whatever.
Peel it back and beat it up. Carlito's gonna sit in the corner and jerk off while you fuck his girl, right?
Man, whatever. I don't care.
That's fucking wrong, man.
I don't want to
give it to her.
Let me just tell you something, dude. I'm not gonna bang her because,
you don't want to follow a bunch of black guys. Shaka Zulu. Lego don't follow Shaka Zulu, huh?
At this point, God knows where she's been.
Oh, fuck you all, man.
Alright, and I'm not gonna, seriously, I'm not gonna risk getting, like, any kind of, like, herpes simplex 10, man.
He doesn't want African Bush Syndrome. He's looking to keep
African
it real.
African Bush Syndrome?
Yeah, that's what she got.
Oh, God.
Alright, listen. Get a good night fucking packing.
Use that Viper.
I'll see you fucking in New York, man.
Alright, man, I'll give you a call.
I'll see you in the movie.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Peace out, my friend.
Peace out.
Alright, later, man.
Later, Lego.
Later, everybody.
Oh.
Fucking Lego, man.
Yeah, I can't believe that guy.
That guy. Insane, that guy. Well, good talking to him. Well, see, I feel better about the show now. He called in, maybe.
You're going to jerk off in the corner with tears running down.
I love it, I love it.
Oh, God. Amsterdam is full of Arabs and blacks, yeah, Angel Dealer says.
That's true.
So my girlfriend's been with Arabs and blacks.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to peel it back and beat it up. Yes, Carlito would be very enthused when he sees what I've done to his girlfriend's vagina and asshole. Yes, sir.
New Year's insanity. It was a good thing Athena's at a bachelor party tonight. Not a bachelor, bachelorette party or whatever. What that bitch is getting married. So she's bachelor party. She's at the bachelor party.
Some Italian guy with a 10-inch dick.
Fucking
never ends.
Fucking women, man. They'll do anything to fucking do you wrong. You know what I mean? God damn it. Should be like you, man. You just say single, man. Fuck it. Yep.
Yeah.
You got it right. You don't want to deal with the hassle.
I'm not equipped to deal with it.
I'm not either, but I force myself into this shit.
The violent fugue states come way too often for me. Mm-hmm. I can't be trusted. Look at that angel dealer likes. Yeah.
Andy's funny angel dealers as well.
Look at that. See, that makes my
week. Andy has the fan. Aw.
You know I'm a well-tanned faggot.
Well-tanned. Yeah, he said that, yeah.
Tanning's gay. I'm a pasty faggot.
No, he likes you. He admires your tan. Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to call it a night. It's Friday. It's Cinco de Mayo, whatever that means.
Damn, I still have an ice house left.
You do? Well,
yeah, I got a 16-ounce.
I got a Miller Lite, too. I'll drink it while I pack. Pack. That sounds gay, right? Well, I get my suitcase ready.
You're
going to
be
that.
Gone for like 3 days. Two of those are going to be on the road. You don't need any clothes.
I need clothes. I got to pack something.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Is it weird that I bought a bunch of energy drinks for the trip? For the trip down? Honestly, you look at my fridge.
Energy drinks are really bad for you. I don't know. You should drink those.
They keep me up, though.
If you weigh 300 pounds like you do, you don't need energy
drinks. I don't weigh 300 pounds, motherfucker.
You have like 100 pounds of energy stored on you. Lies. You just tap into that.
Lies, everybody. I don't weigh 300 pounds. Anyway, we're going to call it a night. But be sure to listen tomorrow. I guess Zolar supposedly is on, according to Lego.
I'm
Zolar.
Listen to it.
I can't.
I'll be in the chat room, too.
You will? Damn it, man. I should call Zeno. I told Zolar about this for a while. I'm going to give him a call. If he's going to do a show, I'll go up to Zolar's place. I don't know.
Maybe I'll try and call him, too. I'll be like, hey, Zolar, what's going
on, buddy? Yeah, Zolar. Yeah, you should call Zolar. He's a fun guy.
He's my friend on MySpace.
He's your friend? Is he really? He's on your MySpace?
Yeah. I was like, Zolar, be my friend. Yeah. And he did. Aww. He probably didn't even know that I'm Andy.
Honestly, I don't think Zolar runs his MySpace. I think there's some other guy who does
really?
His MySpace for him.
Oh, man. That cheapens everything.
I know. It makes you feel like shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I was all proud, though. I was like, man, I'm Zolar's friend.
Zolar, man. Oh, Andy smells.
No,
smell,
that's not
true. Andy. He does smell, too.
I shower like at least once a day, and I don't do anything.
Once a day.
At least.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes twice. And I don't do anything physical, so there's no way possible that I smell. Man. And you probably smell. You whoever.
I take like three
showers.
Oh, yeah. Joe the Schmo. Joe Schmo. That was a good show, Joe Schmo. You remember that show? You ever watch it? It was on Spike. Good
that's
show.
That was like slurp, slurp.
Slurp. Okay. Who's on, Andy? Saturday.
Zolar
tomorrow. Jupe,
KDK.
Maybe. KDK is on Saturday.
Dr. Lego said he's going to go on after KDK.
Yeah, I doubt that, but okay.
He's going to go ahead and put the microphone live while he's screwing your girl in front of you and you're masturbating in the corner.
Exactly. That. Looking forward to that.
A very special Carlito Saturday night about 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear him in the corner going,
whimpering.
That's how it's done.
Bullshit. No, that's how it's done. You know how it's done. Whatever. Sunday.
If he switches off and you get Kim and he gets Athena.
Good trade.
Wow.
I just said that. Wow.
I just
fucked up.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
And this is all recorded. There's like 10 people recording this right now. They're going to use that against me, motherfuckers, man.
Yeah. You're going to be homeless soon. Yeah. Hey, I got an extra room for you, buddy.
Yeah, well, whatever. Fuck. Yeah, I know, right? This isn't even my place. I'm really talking. I've been taking care of this place for a long time. Anyway, my mom always has a bed for me.
Come on, Carlito.
Come on, Carlito.
My son is a failure.
Yeah. Angel Dealers and Zolar has people who do shit for him. He's a C-level celeb.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
He's more like a D-level celeb, but still, even
he, if he can't go ahead and check his own MySpace website, that pisses me off.
Yeah, exactly.
He should be very like picky about who he has as friends.
Yeah, exactly. He just has anybody like me. Anybody's MySpace. Yeah, sure,
I have like six friends.
Yeah. Hey, well, Andy, what's your Appleseed? Is that what you're...
Appleseed79.
MySpace.com/Appleseed79.
And much like Zolar, I will add anyone who wants to be my friend.
Yeah.
Like, after a while, because, like, so far it's all dudes, like, I'm not gonna add it. You know,
sausage party.
Yeah,
MySpace.
it's like you, the dead, Dr. Lego, and who else is it?
Are you on my list? You're not even. I don't think I added you yet.
No, you did, but you need to move me up into the top.
You're right. I got to put you in the top. I'll do that now. I'll bump
because
like one of the.
For some reason, I care that I'm in your top 8.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I have to do that. That's right. Yeah, mine's what? myspace.com/madhouselive. I think that's what it
is. Yeah, it has nothing to do with you, but, you know, it's who you fucked up, huh?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, I did fuck up. See, I told you they're going to use these people hate me out here. God damn it. Anyway, Fred says it's better to do calls late, and I doubt that. It's better to do them during the day, but anyway. Where we're at, Sean Ward is not going to do a show. Probably won't do a show Sunday. Get used to it. Yeah, his comic books suck. No, he
doesn't. Yeah, you ever read those? What the fuck are they about?
Yeah, you did read the comic.
Yeah, I read like 4 of them, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It's weird.
I'm sure he's more talented as a musician than he is as a comic book writer.
He's a good musician, and he does a TV. He's on a TV show.
People, if you're from Canada, people give you respect no matter what. Yeah. It's because there's only like fucking 1,000 people who live in Canada.
Yeah. Well, someone called for 2 seconds. That's great. Other than that, who else is on? Monday, nothing, I guess. Tuesday, I don't even know what's going on. I don't pay attention to PCU that much.
Well, it's pretty much us, right?
Tuesday, that Cable and Kid. Keith is on Tuesday nights. That's Katie Gay's boyfriend, because Katie Gay's gay or something. Tuesday nights, Wednesday, nothing. Thursday, I'm here. Right, this is Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's about it. PCU there, in a nutshell.
Someone should take over Monday night.
Yeah.
What about Pimp Slot?
You know, Turd Burglar, I really liked his show. He disappeared, but he did a pretty good show.
What did he do?
He did a show on Monday nights, and it was good. It was funny. He had audio problems, but he did a good show. It was funny. He's a good prank caller, but whatever.
If someone could do like Monday and Tuesday, that'd be great.
Yeah, you should do it, Andy. You should do a show.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't even know how to turn it. I could barely turn a computer on.
This is the conspiracy. Hey, let me play this real quick.
What is it?
A new bill will send illegal immigrants to Iraq. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A bill intended to ship illegal immigrants to Iraq swept through Congress today and is expected to be signed into law by President Bush. The bill authorizes U.S. officials to round up illegal aliens, send them to a 4-day boot camp, then put them on the ground in Baghdad to fight the insurgents. Representative F. James Sensenbrenner sponsored the bill.
This bill gives Mexican immigrants a chance to do more with their lives beyond breaking their backs in the fields and cleaning hotel room toilets. They can prove their loyalty to America with their own blood.
Lawmakers have yet to determine whether the bill will give the alien fighting men U.S. citizenship.
No,
Sensenbrenner says that we should first, quote, see how they do over there. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Chili's News.
The really sad thing is I can get more behind that fake story than anything our government's done in the last year. So,
you got
like,
a point. Isn't it
if
sad?
They really go, hey, if you want to be a citizen, go over and fight our wars, and if you survive and you do a good job, you can be a full citizen and come back.
Yeah,
I would be
idea.
So behind that.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
prove yourself.
Fight for us. Yeah.
Prove yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't need to because my family's been here since like the 1700s.
They
so.
Done fought.
Yeah.
What
I
did
don't
you
know,
say?
Carlito, your family's only been here for the last like 50 years or
so. Yeah, I know. We haven't
most.
Done shit.
It's time for you to go over.
What did you say? Your family was like in the mounted cavalry in the Civil War or
fuck
something?
Yeah. Yeah. Mounted infantry. Like on both sides. And we've been here.
On both sides.
Yeah, on both
they're
sides.
Mercenaries for a
no, it's just, you know, some fought for the North, some fought for the South. They're, you know, but, you know, we're all from Kentucky.
Okay.
And then, you know, my mom's side of the family, they've been here since the 1600s, so I don't have to do anything.
Okay.
I should be allowed to be on welfare and all this shit, not the people coming over from Mexico.
You should be freeloading.
Yeah, my family's paid their dues,
wow.
You know.
Man, people are really into this immigration thing, man.
It's sad.
I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. It's just, fuck it. What was this article you sent me about Israel? What is it that...
The amount of money we give them every year.
What was it, like $3 billion every year that we send to Israel?
Like, yeah, well, that's not even the half of it. I
well,
mean,
the
report says
they can't even support themselves financially.
Well, we give them loans, and then we say, you know, like a month later, we're like, oh, you don't have to pay that back.
Huh, really? Yeah.
Those are loans I wish I could get.
Oh, yeah. God damn it, man. I got student loans up the wazoo.
Yeah, I
got
to pay
them. I'm not even halfway through my college career, and I got student loans up the wazoo.
I've already funked out of, like, two schools, so.
Fuck Israel. Fuck the Jews, man. Damn it, man.
Yeah, it's just sad that, you know, they give away so much money to those people, and then... Yeah. You know, and then, like, we give it to their military, and then we go, oh, you guys can't fight, because if you fight, everybody will rise up against us.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, so, like, why? Yeah. Well, let's not have a military there, then. Let's not give them any military support. Yeah. Let's, you know, go ahead and fight all the shit ourselves. You know, rather than give them, you know, 200 F-16s, let's give all the American troops body armor, because we're not going to make those F-16 fights anyway.
You think so? Yeah, no, they just sit there. Yeah. They have nuclear weapons.
We gave them, those nukes. They went to San Diego, and we armed all their submarines with nukes.
Yeah, they just got refueled, didn't they, with nukes and stuff like that? Yeah, they got armed and stuff. You show me, I was like, fuck. And then you wonder why Iran's all pissy and shit about getting shit.
The whole thing there is kind of weird. The whole situation is very bizarre. Crazy and, shit. I'm an isolationist.
You know what? Sometimes I think, you know, it wouldn't be... You know, I wish that Teddy Roosevelt was alive right now sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Antitrust, anti-getting involved. Well, no,
you know
who
the
actually...
last good president was? Hmm. Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson.
What the hell did he do?
He killed the bank.
He killed the bank?
Well, he tried to kill the bank.
Like, get rid of banks?
No, the U.S. bank.
Why? What's the point of that?
Because they control the economy, and he was against that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was the last good president, you think, was Andrew Jackson?
Yep.
When was that? 1800s?
1830, 1820s. Wow. I don't know. I'm not really that great at, like, dates, but...
No. Angel Dealer says that U.S. is Israel's bitch.
He's very right. It's very strange how...
He's got that... I think he's got the same thing you were talking about.
Yeah,
probably,
it's very strange how that, like, there's this one little tiny country and they suck up, you know, a third of our foreign aid to the rest of the world. And,
fuck.
You know, we got a lot of people who don't have shit in America, but, you know, they send out billions and billions of foreign aid, and, you know, I got to pay $2.84 for my gas.
What the fuck is that all about, man?
It's good that I have a four-cylinder stick shifter. I'd be really mad right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting a new car, like a Civic, because fuck it, man. I got a, God, $45 for, and I that's nothing compared to what some people pay right now. To fill up my tank from E, if I had, like, a fucking Explorer or something like that, or an SUV, it'd be, like, $90 to fill up my tank.
My brother's got a Tundra, and
I think he's
a fucking guzzler.
Wow.
But that's his own fault. Like, you should know, like, if you buy an SUV or a big truck right now, you're going to be paying out your ass at the, you
What's
know,
your brother thing. Need to do with a Tundra?
I don't know.
Does he have any purpose? He lives in...
He's got a Tundra, and he's buying assault rifles and pistols left and right.
What the hell's going
on? He just bought a Glock last week.
He bought a Glock?
Yeah, last night, I'm sitting in the room on a computer, and all I hear is click, 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 click. So I walk out there, and he's just playing with his Glock. He's just fucking, you know... Moving the
what's he buying guns for all of a sudden?
I don't
he
know.
Bought an AK and he bought a Glock.
Yeah, he's got an AK and a Glock.
Wow,
like I said,
man.
Dude, I'm gonna get some hairnets. We're gonna wear hairnets and take pictures.
We gotta save pictures. We gotta get promo shots for the show. I'm gonna start autographing them. Hell yeah, man!
Everybody, if you want a promo shot with, I'm gonna carry the AK and Carlito's gonna have the Glock and we're gonna have hairnets on. You need to let Carlito know.
Look out for that. Yeah. And everybody, buy a Madhouse shirt. They're all over the place.
I've seen no people wearing it, but if I did, I'd be really impressed. I'd be like, wow, look at you with your Madhouse.
Even I haven't bought one yet. I'm too cheap to buy one, but hey, you should. I don't get any profit from it. It's all for cost. But wear one, man.
You should get a profit, like a dollar.
Whatever, man.
How about you set it up so they get a dollar and that dollar goes to me?
Yeah. Papa Jack is complaining that we're not prank calling. We're listening to assholes bullshit each other. Well, whatever, man. That's what we do. We're tired of prank calling for the night. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Almost 12:30, whatever.
12:30. We got to go to the catch a fucking plane at 6.
Well, I do, but you're going to give me a ride. Yeah. Hey, thanks for that, Andy. Appreciate it.
No
man.
Problem.
I'll drop you some gas, toll money and shit in the morning.
Oh, man. The tolls are expensive.
Fuck, Brian. Like $3 for me to get to work every day.
Really?
I pay $3 a day. The way I see it, I work a half. My first half hour at work is just to pay to get there. After gas and fucking, fuck that. After gas and fucking tolls, I work like 30-45 minutes. It came out to.
That's why I don't work.
Yeah, isn't that bullshit?
I've been unemployed for like 3 months. It's
good.
Great.
I saw places hiring in Long.
I'm leaving 2 weeks from now. Everybody listens to Madhouse is gonna be real sad because I'm not gonna be around anymore.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. Yeah. It's just gonna be me here. Bullshit.
Well,
I'll
try and call in.
Yeah, it's not gonna be the same though.
Well, I'm gonna be at the Santa Hotel, so I'll call in.
Okay, there we go. We'll patch you. We'll do a milkman patching. That's gonna sound great, just like milkman. Okay. Well, we're going to call it a night, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week, next Thursday. Visit madhouselive.com. And
that'll be my second to last show.
Next week?
Yeah. I'll be by for two more Thursdays.
Two more Thursdays. Okay. Yep. So it's really going to happen, huh? Yep. You're going. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking in there with us. It's been great. We'll catch you next week.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Peace out, crackers.
Yeah, bitches.
Fuck you, clown.
Why so worried?
Who the fuck is he? Black, who the fuck is this dude? I don't know. Who the fuck is this dude? I don't know, really. I just gave it to her today. She didn't interrupt me. Oh, what the fuck is he doing? When I catch you on the street, dude, we're gonna straight beat your butt, buddy.
I'm gonna have
a butt. Nah, I can't hurt that. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, God.
Man, you're gay, man.
Herbert.
Man, you let y'all know who you is, bro. What the fuck is this?
You fucking Herbert.
He don't want to do
like,
yeah, he's scaring
me. Oh, no, I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on, relax.
On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block numbers.
I ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is this?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm
gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker, what are you talking about?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who is this, Kazan? What do you know?
Man, you just show me a place here. I'm about to go whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you guys? Pick somebody up over here to attack the cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm trying to fucking pick somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked her ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I know the fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigger, man.
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fist of private goddamn phone. This is a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You have three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You call me Cracker. Honky. I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is motherfucking white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit.
You stupid bitch.
Please enter your desk.
Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hello. How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
And I like chicken. You on Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm sitting on you, okay? No problem. Good. Okay, Arnold's gonna go. I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's It just shows me that you have, like, nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
No, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Columbia, this is Houston, 1 minute 30 seconds to LOS, all systems go, over. Everything is go here, we're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed, to blow enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now. Neil, this is Houston, over. Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch. Roger, Neil. Hi, Neil.
Cooling up a little bit.
Okay, now let it go.
One, two.